Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, get ready for the kickoff. It just happened for another live worldwide broadcast. I am your host, Alex Jones, and we are going to be here for the next 3 hours. Coming up today, we have James Lane and Richard Grove, who were in overdrive with us yesterday in the second hour. We're going to get into the nature of propaganda and manipulation. Not just classical mind control, drugging somebody or torturing them, but programming them to the television and through the messages in the weaponized culture, as I call it. And then Telly Blackwood, who has a very popular YouTube channel, has been deleted after entering the Paul Revere contest and getting 500,000 plus views for a video that they did, where George Washington, it's a comedy, comes back from the past and basically, in a joking way, confronts Piers Morgan and Michael Moore. Michael Moore responded to this and we believe had the video taken down, so we're going to be getting to all of that. And then Matt Dubiel, who's always shooting amazing videos with the TSA and FEMA Corps coming to his door in Chicago. He's also the general manager of 1530 there in Chicago. He's going to be in studio with us in the last 30 minutes today. He's down here visiting friends and family in Austin, Texas, so he's going to be popping by. We're going to have open phones as well. Obviously, they are hyping up big time the new civil rights movement, quote, gay rights. And the Chicago mob boss, speaking of Chicago, Rahm Emanuel, said that, quote, we'll raise more money off people with alternative lifestyles than we will off of Jews. He said, gays are the next Jews of fundraising. And that's all this is, hey, come to the red carpet, be part of this, here's your new civil right. We're going to put fluoride in your water, we're going to force feed you GMO, we're going to have the government kidnap over a million kids a year, we're going to launch all these illegal wars against all these nations, but as long as we have, you know, big gay parties, and as long as we get peace prizes, and as long as we act trendy, why, it's all liberal, it's all loving. And that's all it is a cover to act like they're doing some type of big civil rights movement. It's incredible. And last night I took my wife to see a movie that itself was almost unwatchable with Will Smith and his son. It looked like a made-for-TV movie from the 70s or something, After Earth, but I wanted to go see it. And so we went to see it, and we got there about 20 minutes early, so they were running all these ads for TV shows before the trailers even started, and they had an ad for The Fosters that I guess premiered in early June, but it was an ad for its premiere in early June, and they were, it was a cop, two lesbian, one was a blonde, one was a black lady, and they've got a house full of all these kids that have obviously been kidnapped from their parents, because that's where the heterosexual kids are hunted and then sent to predominantly these foster homes that are just making money off of them, and a lot of them are, quote, gay. And then in the show, it's like the heterosexual parents or the biological parents know where they are, and it shows the cop, you know, with their gun dealing with them. So the message is, we're coming for your kids, like Planet of the Apes, we're going to harvest your kids, and that's the end of it. And that's what this whole agenda is. This is not about freedom. This is about forming political cliques that are going to destroy Why does the United States spend the largest percentage of GDP in the world on healthcare? Why do we have the highest cancer rates on the planet? The highest rates of diabetes, autism, and every other major disease? It all comes down to one thing. We are what we eat. Our food is devoid of nutrition and processed with poisons and additives. Our water is filled with toxic poisons and big pharma runoff. All of this has been engineered by design. We can turn the tide against the eugenicist by giving ourselves the nutrients our body desperately needs. To learn more, visit InfoWarsHealth.com. The site is literally packed with audio and video featuring top health professionals who don't bow down to big pharma. The fight against the New World Order starts with you, and you can't stand against the machine of your sick, tired, and obese. When you visit InfoWarsHealth.com, be sure and check out the catalog with nearly 400 life-changing products. And get free shipping when you sign up for AutoShip.
There is an increased need to support our immunity and health. At Silver Lungs, we are committed to meeting your needs by providing a full selection of silver-based products. Our most popular silver-based products are the 32-ounce Nano Silver Solutions, our 2-ounce Nano Silver Nasal Applicators, as well as our all-natural silver soaps. Just released is our 100% natural silver gel. Our new silver gel is not based on synthetic gelling agents, which quickly evaporate and leave the silver at the surface. But rather, we have formulated our silver gel using the natural skin nourishing chemistry of aloe vera to quickly penetrate and nourish the skin while delivering the silver more effectively. Visit www.silverlungs.com and click on our store page to find what silver-based products are best for you. That's www.silverlungs.com.
Oklahoma reminds us there are many kinds of storms in our lives. Nature regularly sends us destructive storms. 24 hours before a storm strikes, people panic. It would be wise to prepare ahead of the panic curve. The food price storm from drought and livestock problems is forecast to hit ridiculous heights by the end of the summer. Wonder if there'll really be a problem? eFoods Direct has a plan to maximize your food dollar and guarantee you'll be glad you ordered food. Until June 30th, buy three of any food item and receive the fourth one free with free shipping. The guarantee. After September 20th, when you've seen what happened with food prices and shortages, if you're not glad you ordered food, return the food unopened for a full refund. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633. Your peace of mind guarantee. eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or 800-409-5633.
We now take you live
to the Central Texas Command Center
in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
I am going to open the phones up again for first-time callers on any subject or any topic you wish to discuss here on the broadcast today, and I'm going to go over a ton of news, obviously. Telly Blackwood, who's an accomplished comedian and professional wrestler, and he had a very popular YouTube channel with over 9 million views on it. The YouTube channel, his Google account that you have to have via email to have a YouTube now, which really violates monopoly laws, but that's another issue. And all of his other Google-related accounts were suspended, and no notice was even given to him of why his account was suspended. You don't get three strikes. You don't get any of that now. They just delete you because he did a satire piece where George Washington comes back from the past to the future, and in a comedy skit, waterboards an obese Michael Moore and Piers Morgan. And we're going to air part of this censored video here that is extremely tame. We've had, it's very funny though, we've had over 500 good entries for the Operation Paul Revere video contest. And I said we would begin to announce the winners after July 4th, and by the end of July, I should be able to announce the first place winner, I knew this would be a big deal, but it has basically dominated probably 20-30% of our time around here, which is a good thing. Just trying to watch all of these and trying to categorize them and trying to post them on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. There's only a 30 or so up on the YouTube channel. We need to add all the new ones on there. It is a monumental task. We're building a special page that'll have maybe the top 50 or so of these videos, but it's so hard to judge them because some people either didn't email the right address or the spam filter blocked it, because we're finding people that made the deadline of getting them posted on YouTube and one other video site, but we didn't see them till later, so we're trying to find all the entrants as well to make sure. And let me tell you, if you think judging a beauty contest or a baking contest or a acting contest is hard, imagine having 500 at least good videos. Over 100 of them are incredible. Some of them are better than what you see on mainstream television. Like a lot of them are. And my head is spinning. So the Operation Paul Revere has been an incredible success. David Knight's trying to head up, collating and getting it all together with some of the other crew, like Max Cabrera. But again, not only once this contest in about a month, you know, the winners have been announced, not only will you have it announced by then, we will then, for months after, be having people on as guests that were entrants and trying to talk to people that are not just the top three winners for $120,000 in prize money, but others about what are their ideas to try to make films with Infowars.com. And all of this is going to be going on while I put together, which is really shaping up to be my greatest film ever, Obama Deception 2. That won't be its technical name. It'll be Obama Deception something, you know, part 2. But we're in the midst of working on that, and we're in the midst of finishing up the new studio, and we're in the midst of, obviously, trying to run the operation here to fund ourselves. And I'm not complaining. It's just that it's a full-time job. I mean, what I could do if I just had the money sitting there like the private Federal Reserve does, that can make up any amount of money it wants and give it to itself. What I could do if I didn't have to go out in the destroyed, crippled, dying free market in the middle of a global depression / recession, depending on what region you're in, and just battle to try to morally find the right products and sponsors to then make money to put it all into this operation. It is definitely historical. And to see what's happening and to realize that Google delisted Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com about 4 years from the news aggregators. Google says their mission is to be the web. And they are becoming the web, and they are above the law. They're allowed to illegally spy when nobody else can. They're allowed to run monopolies and violate copyright when nobody else can. They're allowed to spy on people illegally and then not even get in trouble, because they are a front for the global corporate government. The global corporatists don't want governments that can change hands with all the power. They want a government as a front with a global corporate government above it that's above the law with diplomatic corporate immunity, which is now being established. And to see them all over YouTube now, you search our videos, you can't find almost all of them on the Alex Jones channel and some of our other backup channels that have 400 and something million views just on them, and then hundreds and hundreds of millions of views on other channels. But you can find them on other people's channels who have listened to me over the years and don't put my name in any of the search functions. Not in the title, not in the description. And then those videos will get 100,000, 500,000 views. And it is totally freaking the globalist out, because we have just been taking over YouTube, owned by the Pentagon and the globalist and the offshore banks. We have absolutely been using it against them. And so now they're going in using any excuse to, you do a joke of waterboarding Michael Moore. You know, it's okay to show that in all the TV shows. It's okay to show that on the family channels, you know, on ABC. I mean, they show all sorts of violence. And they're doing all sorts of things where if we search Secrets of World War Z leaked, and they didn't get us for copyright, they didn't ban the video, because all we did was show stills of it, and it's fair use to critique it, even if we showed the video. It says no videos found, when it turned out there's over 100 copies of it on there. So they are delisting us right now every way they can, like we're a cancer, when in truth we are trying to cut out the cancer. So understand, ladies and gentlemen, when you hear this broadcast, they are testing their systems of censorship and control against Infowars.com. And just as you see police all over the United States come over and tell people, don't videotape me in public, and then break their cameras and arrest them and charge them with false charges. And as you see police tasering people that simply ask for a warrant at their front door, this is because the police are being twisted and basically mutated into what police have been in every other authoritarian regime. And there's a battle within the police as well, where a lot of police are actually waking up. The problem is so many departments are under federal guidelines and have been federally programmed that when you say, no, you can't search my car, you don't have a warrant, that they flip out on you and in some cases physically attack you or verbally berate you. There's a new video of small town cop throws tantrum in response to knowledgeable citizen that's up on Infowars.com. So these are the type of issues. We know what tyranny looks like, and we know that it's here, and we know that if we don't speak out against it and wake up as a society, things are just going to get more and more decadent, more and more obscene, more and more corrupt, more and more ridiculous. As the aberrant tyrants act out against the public, subconsciously begging someone to stop them. This is the nature of criminology. And if you look at the government and the bureaucracy and the way that they behave, they are a group of control freaks, sociopaths, psychopaths, and mental patients who are trying to sell their system of corruption as trendy to the general public, and trying to create government special interest groups that are given special protection by the government to make up the cult gang guilds that will be the enforcers of their tyrannical system. But it's very important to understand the globalists are doing everything they can so that you can't hear this show, so that you can't watch this show, so that you can't go to Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. And as their big cyber command system goes online, that's on record to shut down the free web and to sabotage websites and to create internet IDs where you're just banned from the web, this is their open plan, and this is what's happening. And we are seeing a massive intensification of it going on right now because we are effective. But they're doing it to many other people as well. That's why it's so essential for every freedom lover out there to do your own YouTube videos and on one other alternate channel, because they may delete you or ban you. That way they don't destroy what you've built. That's why it's vital to start your own blog or website. That's why it's vital to start your own local radio show or to do something, to write a book, whatever, to flood them with truth. That is how we will basically overwhelm the enemy. Toll-free number to join us, 800-259-9231. First-time callers yet again, 800-259-9231. 9231 on any issue you wish to discuss. Big news on a host of issues. Straight ahead. Stay with us.
Oklahoma reminds us there are many kinds of storms in our lives. Nature regularly sends us destructive storms. 24 hours before a storm strikes, people panic. It would be wise to prepare ahead of the panic curve. The food price storm from drought and livestock problems is forecast to hit ridiculous heights by the end of the summer. Wonder if there'll really be a problem? eFoods Direct has a plan to maximize your food dollar and guarantee you'll be glad you ordered food. Until June 30th, buy three of any food item and receive the fourth one free with free shipping. The guarantee. After September 20th, when you've seen what happened with food prices and shortages, if you're not glad you ordered food, return the food unopened for a full refund. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633. Your peace of mind guarantee. eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or 800-409-5633.
Hi, Weldon Henson, shipping manager here at InfoWars. When we ship pallet freight, we use Top Flight Concepts to get great rates and service. And John is a longtime listener and supporter.
Thanks, Weldon. If you ship pallet freight, go to freemarketfreight.com to register for special InfoWars pricing. For this InfoWar to mean business, we need to do business together. And your support helps us fund the broadcast. So please don't delay. Call 855-SHIP-TFC. That's 855-744-7832 or visit freemarketfreight.com.
PatriotAmmoSupply.com only sells to patriots and private citizens. Why? Because we only sell to people we can trust. We do not sell to government agencies. We manufacture our own bullets and load our own ammunition, so it's in stock and ready to ship. Got empty cartridges? We can reload your brass, reducing your cost and eliminating the hidden federal excise tax. Most orders ship within 3 to 5 days. Give us a call, 406-210-5294, or visit PatriotAmmoSupply.com, an American company.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrient dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
We all know that Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. We're here live. Back Sundays, 4 to 6 p.m. live. And then, of course, back weeknight, 7 o'clock Central with InfoWars Nightly News. I am your host, Alex Jones. All right, I'm going to go to your phone calls here because I'm trying to kind of switch the show up a little bit because I never seem to get to calls. And then I'm going to get into the news. I'm going to give you my take from deep research on what's really going on with this whole civil rights movement, as Chuckie Schumer calls it, for, quote, gay and lesbian rights, and what's happening on that front. I'm going to break down exactly what's happening. Well, you can turn on the television and tell what's going on there. You can turn on any Hollywood television show, and you can see the agenda. And by the way, on record, the agenda is admitted to be a UN official global program working with national producers of every major country, part of UNESCO, to stabilize population by reducing fertility using soap operas and sitcoms. This is directly from the United Nations. Going to be getting to that. I just want to let you know what this is all about. And then they make it a civil right and avant-garde and really cool. And then they make it that you're hateful if you're not for it. And so by all means, teach our five-year-olds not just about sex, why that would be pedophilia, teach them about same-sex relationships, and it's a civil right. Just ask the BBC with their top host continually caught with dead bodies of children. I mean, it's not enough to have sex with children. I mean, you got to have sex with dead bodies. Every week some new BBC reporter that comes out is pleading guilty to sex with small children or sex with dead bodies or Satan worship. But again, I'm being hateful. The truth is the ultimate thrill for these people is to force this on everyone. I said I'd get to this later. I went to a movie last night with my wife. We got there about 25 minutes early. I told her I didn't want to get there early. I said they play TV ads for TV shows before this. I said the trailers are too long. We get there, and we're subjected to one ad after another for current ABC shows where the dads are all idiots, and then they cut to another show. Called The Fosters. And it's two women. One of them's a cop, of course, the authority figure. The message is the state is your husband. And she's the man. You know, she's the boss. And they've got a house just full of foster kids they've taken from their biological parents. And they say that. The bad guys, I went and looked it up last night, but I could see it in the ad. The bad guys in every episode, I guess, they've had four episodes so far, are biological parents. But don't worry, the female cop, she goes and takes them out. Daddy takes them out. And then they say real aggressively in the voiceover, it's a new kind of family. America's new family. And it's the blonde woman, the house slave, with the other people, you know, of the state, and she wears the uniform, and she crushes the parents, the biological parents. And then the son, who is the biological son, you know, they say, oh, you're the biological son. He goes, there is no biological son here. It's like, the only way to prove you're good is to get rid of masculinity, get rid of the family, because the family is hateful. And I've shown you textbooks on air that they give the CPS, that they teach at the University of Texas, where it says the family belongs to an arcane age. It needs to be done away with. We've done whole shows reading these quotes, and we're going to get rid of it, and we're going to do all this. And all this is really about at a scientific level is so they can euthanize you, and you won't have any family stand up for you. And when you read the UN programs on this, it's not about you're dancing around together, you know, and your gay love and all this. Because, I mean, I'll be honest with people. Quite frankly, this isn't even on my radar screen. People think, oh, you hate what I do. That makes it more fun. No, come on, give me a break. Let's talk about the real world here. Let's talk about chemicals that are put in the food and water to sterilize people. Let's talk about how they shot up the gay community in New York with the HIV and the hepatitis vaccines. Is that because they loved you? No, they use your promiscuity as the vector to spread it. Now, if you think being murdered by the government is cool, then I understand. And actually, they have bug chasers. They do, some of them. They want to die.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run.
Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Now is the perfect time to spring clean your body with Supernatural Silver, a non-toxic disinfectant for the body that can be used internally or externally. It helps the immune system by killing the bacteria, viruses, and mold that cause disease. This helps to reduce the workload of your already overworked immune system and allows the immune system to refocus its energy and recharge. Supernatural Silver can help combat over 300 different conditions, and it has the ability to kill over 143 types of bacteria, viruses, mold, and yeast. Supernatural Silver's patented technology includes advanced scientific research with over 180 scientific studies conducted at independent universities, hospitals, research institutions, and nursing homes. To see how Supernatural Silver can change your life, go to supernaturalsilver.com. Use the promo code SILVER2013 for 20% off and like us on Facebook.
Are we choosing our own destiny, or has it been pre-selected for us?
As we've moved through history, every great leader has had to understand the potential of information.
Billions of dollars have been spent privately and publicly looking at how to tap into your psyche.
From compulsory state education to the Hollywood media brainwashing machine, we are kept in perpetual bondage to the ideas that shape our actions.
When somebody obscures that feedback loop between you observing and testing it out and verifying it, they can take total control of your awareness.
All of this is happening so fast, you need to be ahead of the game.
How to engineer the opinion of the American people so that they would not only endorse but demand a war.
Another plane just hit.
State of Mind, because there's a war on for your mind. Get your copy of State of Mind the movie at InfoWars.com. And remember, every order at InfoWarsStore.com receives a free citizen rulebook.
Cal-Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soap that is triple concentrated and made from the highest quality vegetable and coconut oils. See them on the web, www.5starsoap.com, or call 1-800-340-7091 for a free catalog and buy American-made products. Order the sampler, a 1 to 2 month supply, or get a 1 to 2 year supply of soaps for all your cleaning needs. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. This is an amazing deal, and you will love the way real soap makes your skin feel. Call 1-800-340-7091 or visit www.5starsoap.com. Alex and his staff have used these earth-friendly, pure soaps for years. See them on the web, www.5starsoap.com, or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Mother,
tell your children not to walk my way.
Tell your children not to hear my words, what they mean, what they say. Mother, mother, can you keep them in the dark?
Again, folks, we are here back live. Thank you so much for joining us. I am your host, Alex Jones, and I'm about to go straight to your phone calls. And then coming up, I'm going to get into some of this incredible news. St. Louis police chief wants drones to patrol high crime areas, and that's where they've had the military doing open martial law drills as well. UAVs would also track suspicious vehicles. Drone spies on sunbathing woman, looks through apartment windows, then falls out of the sky. That's a prisonplanet.com article. You see video of all of that happening. And then continuing with some of the other news that we're going to be getting to that is just incredibly important, obviously, to say the least. If you go up to Infowars.com, you can actually see some of these headlines. What's happened is I had the stack of news here in front of me, and now I can't find it, so I'm going to the website myself. Friend Michael Hastings marked for death. And what I did was is I actually changed that headline to make it a little bit more accurate to what the guest said on the show yesterday. Michael Hastings told he would be hunted down and killed over McChrystal story. So that's a pretty darn important piece of news right there. Because I'll be honest with you, I hadn't followed Michael Hastings too closely until he died. I mean, I knew who he was, some of what he'd done. But I didn't know all the details that in his book he said the Army told you, we will kill you for this. You are a dead man, by multiple officers. I didn't know that he told his friends in country in Afghanistan that he was told he was going to be killed. I didn't know he told them right before he died that I've been told they're coming to kill me. I didn't know, the details that he was about to break a big CIA story. And, or that the family's scared to talk and that they believe he was killed. And now that's been in the news for 2 days. I saw that, in an RT article at the bottom of the story on Tuesday night. So we called, Staff Sergeant up and got him on the broadcast, Biggs. And he went to the funeral, talked to the wife, talked to the family. I mean, they believe he was murdered. They believe the evidence points towards that. And that's big news that his wife, said, quote, I'm going to take down whoever did this. And now we have a new article out today. Michael Hastings told he would be hunted down and killed over McChrystal story. Friends and family call for independent investigation. I mean, that's bombshell news. And the controlled corporate media is so cowardly that this has been out now on my site for over a day, and it's been out total for 2 days. And even RT didn't think it should be the headline. Just buried in there. Oh, the family, by the way, thinks he was probably murdered, and he was death threatened. They said they were coming to kill him, and he was told by Army officers. I mean, the family should be being interviewed. We're trying to, talk to him right now, and they just say they have too much grief, and they're scared. But in a month or something, this will just be swept under the rug. This will all just be swept under the rug. And this is the type of overwhelming information that we're covering on this broadcast. I mentioned this yesterday. I've since watched the local newscast about it where they report on it with a straight face. And it's so incredible that the young man who wore a pro-Second Amendment NRA shirt that said, defend our rights, was arrested. And now they've done a gag order saying he and his family can't talk to the press about their right to keep and bear arms. I mean, that's completely illegal what the judge did. In California, judge orders First Amendment outlawed in bank graffiti case. And with a straight face, they're like, oh, he wrote anti-Federal Reserve messages in water-soluble chalk. You know, like kids go out and draw pictures of flowers and a house and clouds or a puppy dog or Superman. They don't arrest them. They only arrest you if it's political, the most protected speech. And then the judge says, the First Amendment, not only are we going to throw the book at you for something that's clearly protected speech, but we're going to not let you use the First Amendment as a defense. And that's on the news like it's a good thing. I mean, ladies and gentlemen, do you understand that this is like opening the portal on a spaceship to space? And letting the atmosphere out of the capsule. This is politically, societally, culturally suicide. And I want to be clear whenever I get into this whole situation with the, quote, gay rights in the media. This is all designed so that when you say, hey, what about a man and a woman? What about this institution? What about it in to where they could say, oh, you're hateful. Oh, you don't want totally open borders. You're hateful. Well, nobody else has totally open borders. Oh, I don't want government-run health care. Oh, well, you're racist and hateful. Well, I don't want to turn my guns in. Oh, you're racist. You see this, and it's simply meant to say you're a demon, you're a criminal, you're bad. They have a national poll out where a large percentage of Democrats say they believe the Tea Party are terrorists that should be arrested. Well, Mark Dice went out on the street, and every person but one person he talked to, that's not edited, folks, except for brevity. He's not just showing you the people that said arrest the Tea Party, arrest all gun owners, put them in FEMA camps. That's what most Californians agreed with. They all spoke English, clearly. They were black, white, Hispanic, Asian, you name it. And they would stop and say, I agree with you. You don't have to convince me they need to be arrested. They're ready to arrest us, folks. I know about this from working on family court cases for people as a media person who has folks come to me. I've been to the family court. I've looked at the statistics. I've talked to whistleblowers. A large percentage of the children being taken from families, good families, are being done by weird gangs, sex gangs, weird sex cults. I mean, in ancient Rome and ancient Babylon, usually things were run by strange sex cults. And they did different things, but the point was it would be sex cults, heterosexual, whatever. It was all sorts of weird ones. Look it up in history. And you find out that, you know, the sheriff and her wife, who's also a sheriff's deputy, you know, I've seen this all over the country, will have four foster kids. And then you're told by inside sheriff's departments, you know those were taken from families right here in town and given to them. You know, it's things like that. And then you go and observe it. And then you go and find out families, they'll even brag and go, man, you got some really good, healthy kids, you know, ages 2 and 5. They're ours. And then the courts are run, in more than a third of the cases, by kind of Janet Reno, Big Sis ladies. And the fact is, that's what it is. And then they take your kids and give it to their friends who are a female cult. Just like in the Justice Department, they would call in the FBI top guys. They'd call in the Justice Department men and say, you know, take your clothes off, scum. You know, drink water out of the toilet. Move your stuff to the bathroom. I can't say a lot of it on air. You can go read the lawsuits they settled. And it turned out they weren't even really lesbians. They were just dominators. So they would also demand sex from the men, because that's a big part of this. It's about power. And they take testosterone. These are just like supercharged crazy women. And man, they're just taking everybody's kids. It is devilish. And I got to say, and there are a lot of women that are, you know, gay or whatever, who are nice people. I'm not saying this as I'm talking about what is there. What is a fact? And then they use the nice gay community as fundraisers of this is your civil right. You better give 10, 20, 30% of your earnings. And that's what the mayor of Chicago, the Godfather, is in the news saying, gays are the new Jews. That's a quote. Because that they don't have family. They don't have anything. All they have are these dinners. All they have are these banquets. And then at the banquets, they teach them, no, you need kids. Don't you want kids? Actually, I do want kids. We're going to get them for you. Gays are the next Jews for fundraising. There's the headline out of the news. What is that, Politico? That's the Examiner, Washington Examiner. So I'm telling you how this really works, folks. Just like in a small town, you get old white guys getting together, boss hogging the mainly white population. Or the black population. Or you'll get black gangs feeding on black gangs. Or you'll get Hispanic gangs feeding on Hispanic gangs. Or Jewish gangs feeding on Jewish gangs. I mean, people put themselves into gangs. And I'm going to your calls. It's just that, what about the civil right of not having foreign banks steal $85 billion a month from the American people? What about the civil right of not having General Electric above the law and able to shut down all the power plants that they don't own, so only they make giant profits out of artificial scarcity. What about the civil right of not having hydrofluorosilicic acid that on record lowers IQs added to the water? What about the civil right of not being taxed on property taxes so much you can't afford to send your children where you want to school so that you've got to send them to a government training camp? What about the civil right of not having illegal wars carried out in our name all over the world? What about the civil right of not having the NSA sitting there illegally spying on all of us? No. Instead, it's the civil right that you get free housing, which means the government doles everything out and they can bankrupt the middle class. Or you get the civil right, if you get to come to America and get welfare and free tax refund checks and everything is really a corporate supplement, so you'll work for wages that nobody else could live on to lower the overall wages. Or you read the official Earth Policy Institute, and the UN has official programs on this. Look up the UN's use of sitcoms and dramas produced by Hollywood companies for worldwide distribution. Eco-economy, building an economy for the Earth. Chapter 10, stabilizing population by reducing fertility using soap operas and sitcoms. And they're now putting homosexual messages in these, and that's why Obama was in Africa, and the Africans got real upset about it. Because they understand, just like GMO food being shipped in, GMO seeds, it is an attempt to break down the only thing these poor people have is their families. They get the fact that they take care of grandma. Somebody's going to take care of them. They get the fact that they got their people, their peeps. They understand that, folks. And this is purely, these messages are not about, you know, the 30s and 40s and 50s and areas of New York where, you know, people in their own gangs were mean to conspicuously consuming homosexuals, and so some people got beat up, all because it was culturally seen as okay to beat up gay people. Because, again, that's predatory. See, now it's just flipping it predatory, where the abused have been taught how to abuse, so now they go out, and everybody's been taught to be politically correct, so people don't even care. But then it doesn't matter when your kids are taken and then they won't tell you where they went. They went to groups in many cases that can't reproduce, whether that's heterosexual couples or homosexual couples. And you also have this destruction of language that's going on that I find to be extremely frustrating, where they arrest people in Europe now for using the word homosexual because someone feels like it's hurtful to them. Just like they'll arrest you in Europe if you use the name for someone from Africa, the scientific name. I mean, the word Caucasian is not a racist slur. If someone starts using it as a racist slur, should we ban it? This is an attack on language. And if you go look at the man on the street interviews we do in Austin or the man on the street interviews in L.A., most of these people do not know what planet they're on. But they know politically they better do whatever the television says. And in closing, and then I'll go to your phone calls, as I saw last night when I went to a movie, and they have this stuff on before family movies too. They are bombarding with every message where males are bad, fathers are bad. It's rare to see a pro-father message. Mother, father, changed to parent one, parent two on passport applications. The federal government has said that it's a EEOC violation in the federal government if you talk about your husband or your wife or a wedding you're going to. You see, those of us that are attracted to women, men, we're bad. Women that are attracted to men, you're bad. And that's not saying the entire group of people, because I will not give you the power, some of you want, to think I don't like you so that makes your lifestyle more fun. I mean, give me a break. I'm light years past all this. Okay, for people out there that are obsessed with this, sexuality for me is a very small part of my life. And it's all part of this arrested development of people shoving their sexuality in front of you. It's like people at work throughout my life, now you've seen it, who will kiss in front of each other or grab on each other or stand in front of the window you know, and sit there and hug and kiss and rub on each other in front of everybody. They're doing it in front of everybody because it's just a form of getting in your space. And that's what this is. I mean, I am sick of, I can't watch television because it's all anti-male, anti-family, absolute bias, and then shoving in the face 24/7. Well, I mean, I don't like how they are. Nickelodeon bragged a few years ago that they were going to sexualize under 10s with both heterosexual and homosexual messages. And then you look at the clothes they try to sell for little girls. It's like hooker outfits for 7-year-olds. I mean, and again, that is offensive. That's sexualizing. It's soft child porn. You look at the billboards and the ads, you know, to sell some of the biggest designers. And it's soft child porn. This is the decadence of the ruling elite projected onto us, but it's more than that. Above that, there's a method of the madness to break up the family so the state is the mommy and the daddy. And shows like The Fosters, the man of the house is a cop woman, and they literally go out and grab people's kids, and the bad guys are the biological parents trying to get their kids back. I mean, it's incredible.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
You prepare by purchasing gold, food, and firearms. But if you don't have a home security system, then you're missing a critical weapon in your arsenal for home protection. When you're sleeping or away from home, who's watching out for intruders? Check out Simply Safe. It's a new do-it-yourself home security system that is completely wireless. Go to GetSimplySafe.com. Simply Safe is independent and off the grid. It runs on battery power, so even if the grid goes down, you're protected. It's completely customizable, so you can use it in your home, business, boat, trailer, storage unit, or shed. Get SimplySafe.com. Simply Safe is also ridiculously easy to install yourself in under 20 minutes, so there's no need to let a stranger into your home. If you move or need to relocate, you can take the system with you wherever you go. You aren't always at home, but Simply Safe will stand guard, protecting your property 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Again, that's GetSimplySafe.com.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Hi, Weldon Henson, shipping manager here at InfoWars. When we ship pallet freight, we use top flight concepts to get great rates and service. And John is a longtime listener and supporter.
Thanks, Weldon. If you ship pallet freight, go to freemarketfreight.com to register for special InfoWars pricing. For this InfoWar to mean business, we need to do business together. And your support helps us fund the broadcast. So please don't delay. Call 855-SHIP-TFC. That's 855-744-7832 or visit freemarketfreight.com.
By the way, I get them all mixed up. Yesterday I was saying Nero and Caligula like to dress up like werewolves and tie children up and rip their throats out, mainline history. Actually, it was Caligula like to dress up like the werewolf and tear the throats out. Nero like a lion. Can we put the Daily Mail up for people, please? From the official Roman histories. We actually had the article up during the break just now, your Daily Mail on Nero. And we'll go to that in just a moment here today. No, eFoods Direct is not the lion. I just had it during the break on that monitor right there. And then I said, I saw you go to another page. I said, no, we're going to go to that right now. It's not a big deal. I just want to show TV viewers, people that are watching out there on prisonplanet.tv, that info. But you know what? I can search it during a break and put it on my screen for everybody. The point is that this is the type of corruption and decadence and things that go on over and over and over again in societies. Please don't forget to support this broadcast. We have some of the very best deals out there for folks who would like to filter their water and not drink what the globalists are putting in there. We have the ProPure water filtration system with 10% off with promo code WATER available at InfoWarsStore.com. We have the new July issue of the magazine that has 10 high-quality InfoWars.com bumper stickers inside of it, and things like listen to the Alex Jones Show at InfoWars.com. That is available. You can buy these at cost in bulk of magazines of 10 up to 100. And so 100 magazines would be 1,000 bumper stickers to put up in legal lawful areas, and it covers the fact that you are the target of the NSA spying. Great way to wake up friends and family. You can also give a 12-month gift subscription to InfoWars magazine as well. Right now, let's go ahead and go to Eric in Massachusetts. Go ahead, you're on the air.
Hello.
Yeah, you want me to talk to you, bro, or what do you want to do?
Yeah, sorry. My idea, I have a suggestion. People are always looking for solutions and what we can do, and I know you always tell your listeners we need to spread the word, and that sometimes feels like a futile attempt. However, you know, we do our best. I had an idea, though, that maybe only you could possibly put together. Back in 1776, I'll spare people the history lesson, but we had to have to create a Declaration of Independence. And I think if you put together all your guests, like Gerald Celente, Ron Paul, and you all came together and helped come up with real solutions, because you guys are aware, you're not compartmentalized, you're aware of what the plan is. Basically, like an anti-Bilderberg, they have their Bilderberg event where they get together and have their meeting. Why don't we have that?
Well, I mean, just because we have a meeting, I don't know what that's going to do. People just seem to have meetings after meetings in most corporations. The Army admits they spend most of their time now having PowerPoint meetings. I'm not poo-pooing your idea entirely. It's just that, I mean, the big thing is for people to stand up and say no as a society is the main thing that I'm basically trying to get at here.
No, I understand and I agree. It's just that in order to like really come up with some solutions and some plans and stuff like that, we would really need like a team of people that are aware and are up at the level that like you, Ron Paul, Jesse Ventura, Peter Schiff, Mark Kaiser. I mean, even if you were to like televise it, as a viewer, I would gladly pay $10 to view such a meeting where you guys sat around and brainstormed ideas.
Well, I mean, that is an idea to have big conferences with public brainstorms. That's a good idea.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
You prepare by purchasing gold, food, and firearms. But if you don't have a home security system, then you're missing a critical weapon in your arsenal for home protection. When you're sleeping or away from home, who's watching out for intruders? Check out Simply Safe. It's a new do-it-yourself home security system that is completely wireless. Go to GetSimplySafe.com. Simply Safe is independent and off the grid. It runs on battery power, so even if the grid goes down, you're protected. It's completely customizable, so you can use it in your home, business, boat, trailer, storage unit, or shed. GetSimplySafe.com. Simply Safe is also ridiculously easy to install yourself in under 20 minutes, so there's no need to let a stranger into your home.
If you move or need to relocate, you can take the system with you wherever you go. You aren't always at home, but Simply Safe will stand guard, protecting your property 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Again, that's GetSimplySafe.com.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
I'm continuing with your phone calls right now, and I will continue into the next hour with them as well. We're going to go to your phone calls right now. Then we have some special guests in studio coming up in the next segment. Let's go to Joshua in California. You're on the air, Joshua.
Hey, Alex. I like what that caller was saying before about an idea of a meeting. I was thinking, you know, in terms of, like, what she's probably thinking in terms of, you know, what kind of a meeting would you have that would be of magnitude like a Bilderberg that could really, you know, incite some fear into the, you know, globalist elite that, you know, basically want to destroy everybody. And, I was, you know, that kind of ties into sort of my question is that, you know, you were talking about the other day, you know, things like religion, you know, really sort of sell, you know, any kind of wholesomeness. And, you know, I was, you know, doing my own studies, and I noticed that, you know, you seem to fit the perfect description of what biblically is described as Elijah, the guy that turns everybody basically back to their fathers, and then, you know, their fathers to them, you know, kind of like the founding fathers. And so I was kind of wondering, what is your take on doing some kind of a thing like that?
Well, it's funny, we've had two calls in a row doing this. I hear what the caller's saying, and I'm flattered, and I hear what you're saying. Really, we're having a public meeting right now with this radio TV show. And I'm trying to get people to realize the different crimes that are being committed against them and just how out of control all of this is. And we just have to continue to grow the real media so that we could have continental congresses down the road that the public is able to actually see and hear about. I mean, so much of this is that the globalists still have not even so much the dominant media, but even people that are awake still kind of think it's dominant. It's one of the final dominoes to fall. And so that's a big subject to have. But I think conferences are good. I think people, you know, having big debates are good. But so much of it is about getting the public in their area to speak out and stand up and not comply. I mean, a free people, an informed people, is what it takes to have liberty. And that's what Thomas Jefferson said. He said, inform the whole of the people and tyranny will vanish like phantoms at dawn. And that's exactly what we need to do. And so it's a process more than it is some big giant event that will happen. I mean, you could have an event, you know, a moment in television where something catches the public's attention and the establishment will declare that it's a defeat for liberty when really it's a big victory. That's why they don't want me back on Piers Morgan. They don't want me back on any national TV show. Because I will get people out of their trance by pointing out how outrageous it is that a foreigner is here lecturing us about taking our guns when it's the serotonin reuptake inhibitors that are linked to most of the mass shootings. And how dare you try to blame us for what individuals do? How dare you as a collectivist try to put collectivist guilt on me? And how dare you say that if I don't support 5-year-olds being taught how to masturbate at public school, I mean, they might as well just let the pedophiles out of jail then. You know, how dare you say that I'm hate gay people or something if I don't want to teach kids how to masturbate? You see, they just sell their sick agendas just to see what they can get away with by breaking our will and making us feel like we're guilty and have done something. And we just have to point out how crazy all of this has gotten. You hear what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah. I figured I was muted there. But, I totally know what you mean. Like, especially with the whole, like, pushing the agenda of, like, almost like a pedophilia, like the sexualization of little children. I was at a meeting with the, what they call the Women's Lib movement, and they were kind of pushing that agenda. And I just straight up said something, and the people that were with me were like, yeah, we don't want this for our kids or grandchildren or whatever.
Yeah, so you went to a Women's Lib meeting trying to be nice, and this is what was going on. It's like the White House at a gay lesbian deal having, like, you know, 7-year-old girls up there or whatever. Like, why? Why at an event that's about sexuality do you have kids? It's incredible.
You may be arrested and or subject to other police action.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depth to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Oklahoma reminds us there are many kinds of storms in our lives. Nature regularly sends us destructive storms. 24 hours before a storm strikes, people panic. It would be wise to prepare ahead of the panic curve. The food price storm from drought and livestock problems is forecast to hit ridiculous heights by the end of the summer. Wonder if there'll really be a problem? eFoods Direct has a plan to maximize your food dollar and guarantee you'll be glad you ordered food. Until June 30th, buy three of any food item and receive the fourth one free with free shipping. The guarantee. After September 20th, when you've seen what happened with food prices and shortages, if you're not glad you ordered food, return the food unopened for a full refund. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633. Your peace of mind guarantee. eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or 800-409-5633.
Are we choosing our own destiny, or has it been pre-selected for us?
As we've moved through history, every great leader has had to understand the potential of information.
Billions of dollars have been spent privately and publicly looking at how to tap into your psyche.
From compulsory state education to the Hollywood media brainwashing machine, we are kept in perpetual bondage to the ideas that shape our actions.
When somebody obscures that feedback loop between you observing and testing it out and verifying it, they can take total control of your awareness.
All of this is happening so fast, you need to be ahead of the game.
How to engineer the opinion of the American people so that they would not only endorse but demand a war.
Oh, there's another one. Another plane just hit.
State of mind, because there's a war on for your mind. Get your copy of State of Mind the movie at Infowars.com. And remember, every order at InfowarsStore.com receives a free citizen rulebook.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, for the rest of the hour, we are joined by two gentlemen that are here in town working with us on several films and, of course, getting ready for the promotion of State of Mind, The Psychology of Control, a great new documentary they've made. We have the historian and researcher Richard Grove here with us. And then, of course, we also have James Lane of FreeMindFilms.com. And they're also going to be taping with us tonight for intros and outros and a breakdown of State of Mind that is going to be premiering July 17th next month on InfoWars Nightly News for all PrisonPlanet.tv viewers and subscribers. They also made the film A Noble Lie. And we're almost sold out of the good deal I got on the animated documentary about the history of the private Federal Reserve being foreign owned. Riveting film. We'll still carry it, but I'm not going to be able to get as good a deal as I got on it to where I can give it away free. So we'll still be selling it, but we won't be able to offer it free very, very soon, probably today or tomorrow, because we're selling out of the free DVD American Dream when you get on Blu-ray or on DVD, State of Mind, at InfoWarsStore.com. We are the exclusive distributor for the next 3 months of the film. But I didn't mean to start this hour with a plug. The point is that's why they're here. But we were talking during the break, guys, and I had you on an overdrive yesterday. And again, I've done a lot of deep research in the New World Order, writing, reading their own writings. And so I know what their real game plan is, which you can learn, too, if you just do the research. But talking to Mr. Grove and Mr. Lane, who I've known off and on over the years, they really have done their research and have a fix on what's happening. So I asked them during the break, I said, what do you think is at the underlying push for saying two men together, two women together is marriage? What is behind the sexualization of children? What is behind showing men as fathers as being dumb idiots in every show? What is behind it? Well, the UN, actually, and I covered this last hour, officially says they produce dramas and soap operas to break up the family worldwide. And they say to reduce the family. The state is in competition with it, but you guys had some of the deeper reasons for it. And again, Huxley, in Brave New World, written in 1932, published in 33, he said that would all be done, the end of the family, the end of the institution. This is part of the dehumanization. And so they try to make it like a civil right and like, oh, you hate these groups of people. It has nothing to do with what you individually, what your identity is, what you stand for. They're trying to program a false identity into what you would have been naturally, ladies and gentlemen, cold-bloodedly, to then create artificial groups that want to operate as families, but then are going to use the state to come and harvest biological families' children to create this new structure where the mom is a cop and her wife is a woman, she's the man. On these shows that are out there that I was just talking about in the last hour. Just absolutely incredible. And I've kind of gone off on a ranting jag about this. The show is called The Fosters. And I saw the promo last night before a movie. And at the end they go, the biological parents know they're here. And the man of the house, the female cop, she gets her gun and goes and takes them down. Well, in the real world, they are attacking heterosexuals. And again, I'm not saying the entire group of, you know, people that have different sexual persuasions are doing that. The government is advertising, hey, we want to put you in as the cult commanders. We want you to be the new synthetic family. We're going to provide you the kids. We're going to harvest from the heterosexuals. And the shows now are going from men are bad to saying mother or father is hateful. France has banned it. The federal government's banning it. The EEOC is telling federal employees who are a kept group of slaves more than others, you know, they're deeper down the rat hole, that you will not say at a company party, my husband or wife. That is hate speech. Now, that came out 2 weeks ago. Gigi Arnett here in office did a report on that from their own Justice Department website. So you guys have studied this in depth. You get into the mass mind control that's going on. Richard Grove, James Lane, break down your take on this huge issue. I mean, it's genius to frame sexualizing children and teaching them about heterosexual or homosexual sex at age 5 as civil rights training. So why didn't Jimmy Savile of the BBC caught with all these kids? He should have said he was teaching them a civil right. Well, actually, that's what NAMBLA says. And the UN supports NAMBLA. So, again, if you don't turn your kids over, folks, you are a bigot. Go ahead.
Well, and this is what, you know, when you bring up, you know, Aldous Huxley in The Brave New World, I mean, he called this out how long ago? I mean, it's following this
32. Agenda.
Right. Now, his brother, Julian Huxley, was head of UNESCO. You talk about the UN pushing this. Well, here his brother was part of the education.
His brother started it.
Yeah. So, I mean, we see how this was all called out so many years ago, and we're seeing it come to fruition now. The hypersexualization of the children, the breakdown of the family, you know, like you're saying, where you can't even say the word mother and father. I mean, it's right out of the book.
See, first they say don't say the N-word, and we agree that, you know, that's really mean, but people have the right to say it. Now they're arresting you if you do. Next, it's I mean, I heard a guy say, hey, let's go get Chinese food. It's two Hispanics and a white guy. And they go, don't say Chinese. Pretty soon, you know, up and down is racist.
No, and that's Orwellian. It's reducing the language down to where we can't communicate properly. You know, words are bad, you know.
Anyways, I'm ranting. Go over that.
Well, I think what you guys are observing is that there's an agenda. There's an agenda to dissolve the family. Brave New World is more like a business plan. It was written as fiction, but that's how they get the plan out there.
So, he said, again in 62, as you know, in Brave New World Revisited, he said this is a real plan.
And in The Ultimate Revolution, he's talking about how to control human resources. So you have a eugenics agenda that starts with T.H. Huxley, who was Darwin's bulldog. So this all ties back up to eugenics.
He was in a secret breeding program.
And he was also in the X Club. So there's also secret societies and intellectual intelligentsia that are making their momentum known through culture.
And these are guys with 180 IQs.
They are polymaths, and they have a lot of office supplies, as I like to say. So they're well-staffed, they're organized, and we need to catch up to them in every way, doing our research and history.
So break them down.
Well, Brave New World is trying to make the world asexual, where you have adults that no longer are bred with parents. That's how the book starts out. You're walking through this room of test tube babies, and the government, the state, is their parent. And so how do they get from where we were in America to, you know, Brave New World? That's the process we're going through right now.
You get it where the state supplies children to the gay and lesbian couples that want kids.
Right.
And you abort most of the kids so that there's a shortage. And they have actuaries all on that. It's all planned out is what's incredible.
Well, when your listeners go to InfoWars Store and get the State of Mind, the Psychology of Control, we have a long clip in there where Aldous Huxley is actually going through and describing the world we're living in today. It was a Mike Wallace interview in 1953 and describes it perfectly, even the pharmacological control of the anti-authoritarian personality, which is so prominent now within psychology in this country.
Well, incredible.
They create cognitive dissonance, and then they pathologize our descent to the contradictions that we see. And that's what...
Explain that in layman's terms.
They present us with contradictory information. So if you watch cartel media, you're going to see a bunch of opposing stories that don't make sense. That creates cognitive dissonance. The attempting of two facts to reconcile as one.
Makes you shut down.
Right. And so people sometimes get upset about that. And so that dissent is then pathologized by our education system. And they say, give that kid some SSRIs so that he... You know,
they admit, and then the SSRIs cause more mental illness, so then now the answer is more drugs. Then it causes more mass shootings. The answer is more drugs.
Well, I can't help but notice that a lot of the pharmaceutical interests who funded MK Ultra and, you know, all these pharmaceuticals today, the SSRIs, are very close to an LSD derivative. So it's very much like LSD without the trippiness.
Well, they're actually listed as in the hallucinogen class.
Right, exactly.
Well, and then you use the tax-free foundations to fund, okay, we'll give you your hospital, you know, millions of dollars, but you need to push all of these drugs, you know, and this is how they're operating.
Well, and that's another credible thing that I found out. Like, after leaving the corporate world, you see all this information on the internet, and it says the Rockefellers are bad, but there's not really a lot of credible information. But when you get into the primary sources, there's a book called Rockefeller Medicine Men, and basically what it shows is, along with the education system and along with the foundations, they were also in the medical establishments. They were funding eugenics, and they're funding Cold Spring Harbor. They're funding the Nazis. I mean, there is definitely a lot of credible history that is not very much talked about.
They took over the entire private charity hospital program.
Exactly. And so that's another problem. Posing as charity, posing as philanthropy, going around asking for people for money, and people think these are great, you know, great activities. But as Norman Dodd showed in the Reese Committee, the Ford, Rockefeller, and Carnegie Foundations were bent on dissolving America's boundaries, denationalizing it. They're internationalists, they're globalists, they're collectivists. Their ideas of how philosophy work in the world are antithetical to American philosophy of reality, that we own ourselves, we have a right to our own private property, and we will not be collectivized.
And again, once they have standardized and patented all the genes, they're saying they'll have to pre-certify, they're already saying this, embryos to decide if you can have that child, because under collectivist health care, well, we're all not going to pay for your bad genes, never telling you it's the chemicals in the environment and things they've added that are triggering the genes.
And this goes back to the early parts of eugenics, where you were going to have to go in and get a license to have a child, you know, and if you had bad genes in your family, you'd be denied. You know, there was outrage after, you know, the National Socialist experiment, but we've come full circle here. Here we're coming back at it again.
You guys, I'm sure, have seen our videos and Mark Dice's videos where we go out and 90%+ of people say, arrest everyone that wants freedom, confiscate all the guns, put conservatives in FEMA camps. Now, we go to trendy areas, but these so-called liberals are not liberals at all. They're like empty buckets that have had propaganda poured in.
Stimulus reaction. What you're noticing is you're encountering human beings who, when you ask them a question or make some assertions, say, you know, I've seen all of Dice's videos and they're hysterical because, and at the same time, they're sad that our culture.
He always says for Obama.
Right.
So they support it because, well, he means he's good. Mm-hmm. He's liberal. Mm-hmm. So we're going to put everybody in a death camp for Obama. Oh, well, certainly. We're going to kill him. Get death camp. Oh, yes, ma'am. Oh.
And conditioned in school to accept authority unquestionably.
And it does help. He's like 6'4". No, I mean, they tell you in sales, if a guy's tall, people just do whatever they say. Of course, not me. I must have a Napoleon complex because I'll beat their ass. Excuse me. I apologize for talking like that. Not Marx, you know what I mean. Some big guy gets in my face.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Cowbend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soap that is triple concentrated and made from the highest quality vegetable and coconut oils. See them on the web, www.5starsoap.com, or call 1-800-340-7091 for a free catalog and buy American-made products. Order the sampler, a 1 to 2 month supply, or get a 1 to 2 year supply of soaps for all your cleaning needs. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. This is an amazing deal, and you will love the way real soap makes your skin feel. Call 1-800-340-7091 or visit www.5starsoap.com. Alex and his staff have used these earth-friendly, pure soaps for years. See them on the web, www.5starsoap.com, or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Attention. Preppers, think you've got everything? Think again. You need rescue tape. The ultimate emergency repair tape. Used by the U.S. Army on trucks and tanks as part of their battle damage repair kit. Rescue tape is 20 times stronger than duct tape. Rescue tape repairs leaky pipes and hoses up to 500 degrees. Waterproofs electrical connections. And even works right over oily, dirty surfaces. Rescue tape belongs in every prepper's survival kit, bug out bag, and emergency kit. Get rescued or just get stuck. Learn more at rescuetape.com.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show. Because there's a war on for your mind.
Richard Grove, who is a forensic historian, and James Lane, both filmmakers, are in studio, and they know their stuff. This is a short segment, long segment coming up. We'll go to some calls, play some clips premiered here on the air of the film that's released July 17th on InfoWars Nightly News. But gentlemen, in essence, what is the New World Order? What is their master goal? And how are things going for them?
I would give an example of a book called The Molecular Vision of Life by Lily Kay, who is an MIT professor. And it's about Rockefeller, Caltech, and the rebranding of eugenics as molecular biology to take control of human resources. And they had to rebrand it because they were involved with the Nazis, and because of the Nazi regime, eugenics got such a...
And we have that book.
Right, yeah. Right, exactly. And so in the InfoWars store, you can find this book, you can get into it, and you can start to read through and get this real history, because it's, A, I had a hard time finding the book when I first found out about it. So it's a resource that you're going to have, and you can read and reread, because it's so much more credible than a tertiary source. This is an MIT professor that, you know, it has accolades on the back from some, you know, some very famous scientists in our history. And so the fact that people like that support her.
You don't get in the club.
Right.
Again, my dad was top of his class in Texas. They brought him in as a high schooler and told him all this. And of course, he didn't go along with it.
Right.
Go ahead.
Well, the idea is that they're rebranding our culture. So they're taking us away from being self-reliant individuals, and they're trying to collectivize us as, at the same time, so that's a mind game. At the same time, they have eugenics going on, which is a physical reality game that they're playing with us. That, you know, what they want to paint with the world is very much the Brave New World vision of no parents in the future, depopulation, everything's automated. And the people who don't choose the automation, they live in the woods like animals, and they're not even treated as people. So there's really an ego complex at the heart of this. I think the people that do this lack love and satisfaction. And
they're creating an artificial habitat construct in their own words, so it's impossible for us to survive without them, the final revolution.
It's a physical and a mental terrarium that they create that we have to learn how to escape. And you're a slave until you find out that that exists.
And what's incredible is they've written hundreds of books admitting it, and they're doing it.
Right.
And they're total criminals. I mean, it's not debatable.
It's actually trying to get people down to the level to where dissent is completely removed from the equation. Now, like you said, there's no mulligans. There's no do-overs on this. This is why it's so important to get involved and get this information out.
Well, and like the guy writing with chalk in front of the bank, and it's going to be 10 years of the kid wearing the t-shirt, and, you know.
13 years in prison.
Right. So this is ludicrous. People should recognize that the people.
This is hardcore authoritarianism. Stalin would send you away for 10 years for worse free speech stuff. I mean, this is Stalin.
I once did an episode on the Gulag Archipelago, and I was going through Solzhenitsyn's work, and I really just, I was horrified by the parallels that I was noticing. And it's like, if only people had read this book, maybe America wouldn't even be where they are right now.
I read his book 20 years ago, and I reread it about 3 years ago. I'm going to be honest with you. I cried on my back porch because we had already gotten like 80% there.
But we're not all the way there, and that's the hope.
Well, it's different. Russia never had a free press. So there's like these vestigial islands of liberty left in the sea of tyranny. So it's like a parallel. There's like both worlds together now. And they're trying to dissolve the old
let us out.
Yeah.
Well, and all this, I think, compounds onto what Bruce Levine talks about in the movie, learned helplessness. You know, everywhere somebody turns, it seems like they're powerless, they can't do anything, and eventually they give up. There was experiments with dogs where, you know, they kept getting a shock no matter what they did. And eventually, you know, they would open the cage or whatever.
Just gave up.
And they surrendered. And this is, I think, one of the major elements that we as a free society have to overcome is this learned helplessness. I think that's the major tool that they use through a dynamic means of methods.
We just have to realize we're not dogs. That if we can realize that situation, we can choose to outgrow that status quo.
That's why they're always telling us we don't have free will. But even top physicists have gone out and done the research and found, no, there really is free will. That's what makes us human, is controlling our environment and realizing that we can make choices about what we want to be. They know that. They're trying to build an artificial construct to remove those choices.
They do know that. That is the modus operandi of all their operations. And Hegel said that the true nature of an individual is to be free. And as soon as they discovered that, they're like, wow, government's going to be obsolete if everyone figures that out. We better try to put the lid on the jar here and keep all these fleas in and train them. And
then they pose as if they're the humanitarians. They're the opposite.
And you talk about the Galen dialectic, the problem, reaction, solution. You know, and I know your listeners are familiar with that. We actually interview Kurt Haskell in the film as a real world example of the Hegelian dialectic at play. You know, he was a witness there of the underwear bomber. You know the story.
Government run, yeah.
And then here comes Chertoff, who actually has financial interest in the naked body scanners, you know, pushing that. You know, after the fact,
they'd already been built. They were being delivered the next week. Yep. It was all segued as perfect PR.
Yep. Well, and that's another thing I learned after I left the corporate world that shocked me. And it's illustrated in a book like Trevor Arrison's Terror Factory, where FBI makes these terrors. You know, 14 out of 22 in past 9/11 have been made by the FBI, according to the New York Times.
Look at Ahmad Salam. You know, I mean, he just said they're giving me explosives to give these guys. And he goes into witness relocation and we never heard from him again. CBS actually ran the tapes where the FBI handler saying yes.
Well, he said they told him give him real explosives. He said, no, I'm not. And they go, yes, you are, and detonators, and then stood down and let them bomb the building. We'll be right back, gentlemen.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
There is an increased need to support our immunity and health. At Silver Lungs, we are committed to meeting your needs by providing a full selection of silver-based products. Our most popular silver-based products are the 32-ounce Nano Silver Solutions, our 2-ounce Nano Silver Nasal Applicators, as well as our all-natural silver soaps. Just released is our 100% natural silver gel. Our new silver gel is not based on synthetic gelling agents, which quickly evaporate and leave the silver at the surface. But rather, we have formulated our silver gel using the natural skin-nourishing chemistry of aloe vera to quickly penetrate and nourish the skin, while delivering the silver more effectively. Visit www.silverlungs.com and click on our store page to find what silver-based products are best for you. That's www.silverlungs.com.
Now is the perfect time to spring clean your body with Supernatural Silver, a non-toxic disinfectant for the body that can be used internally or externally. It helps the immune system by killing the bacteria, viruses, and mold that cause disease. This helps to reduce the workload of your already overworked immune system and allows the immune system to refocus its energy and recharge. Supernatural Silver can help combat over 300 different conditions, and it has the ability to kill over 143 types of bacteria, viruses, mold, and yeast. Supernatural Silver's patented technology includes advanced scientific research with over 180 scientific studies conducted at independent universities, hospitals, research institutions, and nursing homes. To see how Supernatural Silver can change your life, go to supernaturalsilver.com. Use the promo code SILVER2013 for 20% off and like us on Facebook.
You prepare by purchasing gold, food, and firearms. But if you don't have a home security system, then you're missing a critical weapon in your arsenal for home protection. When you're sleeping or away from home, who's watching out for intruders? Check out Simply Safe. It's a new do-it-yourself home security system that is completely wireless. Go to GetSimplySafe.com. Simply Safe is independent and off the grid. It runs on battery power, so even if the grid goes down, you're protected. It's completely customizable, so you can use it in your home, business, boat, trailer, storage unit, or shed. Get SimplySafe.com. Simply Safe is also ridiculously easy to install yourself in under 20 minutes, so there's no need to let a stranger into your home. If you move or need to relocate, you can take the system with you wherever you go. You aren't always at home, but Simply Safe will stand guard, protecting your property 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Again, that's GetSimplySafe.com.
This is your last chance. After this, there is no turning back. You take the blue pill. The story ends. You wake up in your bed and believe whatever you want to believe. You take the red pill. You stay in Wonderland. And I show you how deep the rabbit hole goes. Remember, all I'm offering is the truth, nothing more.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
know we got callers across the board holding. I'm going to get to you with our guest. But these filmmakers have done their research. They really know deeply what they're talking about. And within this knowledge is the future. We cannot just turn the world over to globalists that are busily dumbing everybody down so they can take over the planet. Because from my research, once they have full control, they're going to reduce the population, in their own words, between 80% and 90%+. And some of their documents show even more, but they don't tell their own minions that. You know, they give them numbers where they think that it's going to be, you know, only 80% or so. And the people that are part of this really get on power trips that they've been let in on this. I mean, if you talk to any biology department head at a major university, if you talk to any head of computer science or nanotech, if you talk to anybody at any major university, I mean, I had that big professor on yesterday, the head of their computer science research, nanotech, cybernetics department. And he said, yes, I work with Ray Kurzweil. Yes, I work with all these people. And I looked it up. He's on record working with them all. And he goes, yes, it is true that, you know, most of the establishment is just planning to get rid of everybody. So I think we should have a debate about this. I mean, that's the thing, folks. This is what you're hearing here. For the PhDs and people that work in academia, they'll sit there and go, well, there are too many people, aren't there?
Here in Austin, Texas, has the Austin head of Agenda 21 here admitting that depopulation is part of their agenda.
Actually, one of our reporters went out. Was it John Bowner or Melissa Melton? I mean, we've got that bombshell interview. There's two of them. And you go talk to the professor, the head of the UT Agenda 21 program. Was that you? Oh, it was you and Melissa. That's why I was confused who it was. And he just goes, yeah, that is part of the plan.
Is openly,
and then he starts going, look at my plaque from the CIA, huh? I'm a made man, baby.
Yeah. Well, I mean, they're joking with themselves, and I don't think we should believe their jokes anymore. And people take it seriously that overpopulation is a real fact. But if you study the numbers, Western countries aren't keeping up with the death rate, and so we're underpopulating.
We have 1.3 children.
And you need two people to replace two people. So that's the problem.
That's why, and we've already been replaced by predominantly Latin America, which is fine with me as long as we get them to be free minds and not programmed by the globalists. So I tell the Latin Americans, what do you mean open up the border more so you win in a La Raza, La Reconquista? See, the globalists sell a racial-based deal, but only when it's being used to destroy a nation state. It's not even really a racial-based deal.
More divide and conquer.
Well, more divide and conquer.
And the other idea is that what you have today is the technotronic era, the post-industrial world. They created a bubble when they created the industrialized world. They needed overpopulation to an extent to create all this technology so that they could harness humans, build robots, and get rid of the rest of us because that's part of their bigger agenda.
They call this the technotronic bloom, and you're talking about Brzezinski's book.
Right. And so I got into Brzezinski not because of his political ideas, but because of his work on cybernetics. And if you look at any of his books and you go to the index and look up the word cybernetics, he's going to tell you how the collection of information is being used to collectivize individuals and control people socially. And it's a form of cybernetics, which comes from a Greek word, kybernetes, which means governor or helmsman, or, you know, it's about the art of ruling nations, the art of ruling many individuals, to de-individualize them and collectivize them, collect their information, predict their behavior, and control and monopolize the markets.
But this is a cybernetic towards our end, not towards our empowerment. Can you imagine if we had altruists and people that really wanted to go to the stars? We'd already be there. I mean, these people, but they want to go back to feudalism.
Well, I think the priorities are messed up. Why are we going to other planets if we can't figure out how to, like, work out problems without using violence on this planet? If our governments and the way the world is being run is through force, fraud, coercion, and aggression, why do we want to spread that to other planets? Shouldn't we just figure some stuff out here? And shouldn't we maybe allocate some of the resources that we're using for our insecurity as our, a defense budget? You know, it's our insecurity budget. Like, shouldn't we take some of that funding and maybe do some stuff for, you know, people in this country whose families worked hard and paid into those funds instead of...
But if you empower people, you've got to compete with them.
That's a problem for people who are lazy, people who have been born into some sort of trust fund world where they didn't have to work for their money. There's a lot of other honest, hardworking people out in the world who are getting screwed because they do not know that there are predators, there are sharks out there, there are dishonest people, there are con men, and you have to be able to discern fact from fiction. And people lie using words, so you have to parse the words that individuals use.
Sure.
Question and sentence.
How do you think it's going, Richard Grove and James Lane, for them right now?
I think they're on the fence and they really don't even know it, because so many people are waking up that we didn't even intend to wake up because of what's going on. There's just an accumulation, a momentum, the gravamen of what's going on as far as getting on people's radar to say, wait, that's Idiocracy. Like that's supposed to be a fictional movie. It's going on in our reality. Like things are getting just a little too crazy. It's getting just a little bit too close to a dystopian
battle. Isn't it the human survival instinct is overriding even globalist programming?
Right, well, and so much information is coming out now. I mean, you look at the NSA deal. You know, we were talking about this before where, you know, 96, we're talking about Carnivore Echelon. You know, 2006, Mark Klein broke the deal about the NARA systems at the AT&T communication hubs. We're pulling off petabytes of data a month just in one regional hub. You know, and you try to talk to people about that and they're like, oh, you know, again, conspiracy theorists. But now it's out in the mainstream news that, yes, the NSA is monitoring all of your emails, your phone calls. And now they're starting to recognize that. I think that in combination with, as this information, this worldview, the true view of, you know, world history is starting to become more prominent, we're approaching critical mass. And I think they're scrambling. They're reverting to a more overt physical level of control now because I think they're afraid.
Well, you know, George Orwell and, Huxley, as you know, had a debate in letters before he died in 49. About whose book would be more accurate. Would it be a 1984 dominant system, or would it be a Brave New World Huxley system? And Huxley, as you know, bragged, well, it's my system of pharmakia and dehumanization to where they don't even know they're slaves that will win. And he somewhat convinced Orwell, but maybe Orwell was right.
Well, I think we're actually currently living in an amalgam of the two.
Yeah.
Orwell was a student of Huxley, and Huxley's grandfather taught H.G. Wells. So you see an ominous continuity of Fabian socialism, of the use of science fiction to create these agendas.
No, it was a five-family interbreeding program on record.
Right, with the Wedgwoods and so
the Galtons, yeah.
Yeah. So they've been studying us for a long time. They've been studying the animal world as well to try to figure out, to crack the nut of the human spirit, to crush our spirit, to make us submit. That's the game on the planet thus far, is there are people in control who use force, fraud, and coercion, and they try to make us submit.
These are the most uncool people.
And I say don't give them the satisfaction. Why do they deserve our submission? Why? What have they done to earn it?
And they said we would love our servitude.
Well, they said that, but I don't know if they can do that if we're still using reason and.
But if they say we're going to teach your 5-year-old how to have brutal sex acts, if we tell them it's civil rights, it's okay.
Jocelyn Elders. I mean, you know, these types of things. What Iserby brings up in the
delivery. A creepy old woman talking about helping 5-year-olds masturbate. And the reason I bring that up is these are crazy people.
Well,
I mean, you're not supposed to be thinking about stuff like that.
Well, another thing that we bring up in State of Mind is, you know, propaganda. And Bernays, actually changed the language. It's not the Department of War, it's the Department of Defense, as you brought up in the film. You know, it's changing the words, changing the language. And every time that we actually cut them off, they step back and repackage it and come at us again, you know, with it's no longer a real ID. It's the,
it's no longer a war. It's a kinetic action.
Yeah.
And now he came out, the fiction writer who's 30 years old, they've hired at the Pentagon to do all this writing. He came out and said, this is a violent, nonviolent, aid we're giving the Syrian rebels.
His brother's the president of the CBS, right?
I mean, yeah.
Talking about Rhodes. So here's a guy who I was like, how does this guy have qualifications to be a deputy national security advisor? I think that was his official title.
Yeah, 30 years old fiction writer.
Yeah, that's where we're at in America right now. And I think we need to wake up from that American dream.
Well, I mean, they literally write fiction.
And people believe it. So fiction is made out of declarative sentences. We have to question that. Is that really real? Is there a basis in reality? Are they talking about things that exist? Are they talking about some nebulous, ambiguous, particular that's not defined? And so it's by observing, identifying, defining our terms, removing contradictions, and communicating that we get back to reality and can express knowledge and wisdom to each other instead of having divide and conquer.
And circumventing the media where they're getting this fiction just handed to them and talking like this is reality and giving that as news, you know, getting that straight from the government or corporations, we're becoming the media.
Rachel Maddow, Rhodes Scholar, says with a straight face, Alex Jones says there's giant wasps under the UN building. He actually says that. He's crazy. It's time to not listen to him. I never talked about giant wasp. That is a 100% lie. And then she told like 5 other lies, literally preying on her audience. Folks, Rhodes Scholars are dedicated to worldwide eugenics, worldwide evil, and the end of the family. And tell them what Rhodes Scholars.
Okay, so in the
Bill Clinton, story, Hillary Clinton.
Yeah, there's The Tragedy and Hope by Carol Quigley, a 1966 textbook that had its plates destroyed, and they reprinted only the second half of the book as a history of the world since 1939. And so what Quigley does in this book, when you get the whole uncensored copy, which this is an uncensored copy that includes all the pages that were censored out of the other versions, there is an agenda. There is a plan. Names are named. Quigley had access to the official CFR, Pilgrim Society, all these different Anglo-American establishment resources and archives. And he was able to map out the Rothschild family, the CFR, all these different working groups and what their agenda is, tracing it back to the last will and testament of Cecil John Rhodes, who founded De Beers, diamonds and gold.
And he said, I'm going to set up a British covert worldwide empire.
And he was funded directly by Lord Rothschild in his will and the Rhodes Scholar Trust. In the Sir Anthony Kenny book talking about the history of the Rhodes Trust, it says it goes back to the Rothschilds.
And who runs all the major congressional publications?
The Rothschild Banking Empire, Roll Call, Congressional Quarterly, I believe The Economist, and they also helped to found the London School of Economics, a Fabian socialist institution. So really,
whose symbol is a wolf in sheep's clothing.
Right. Yeah, absolutely. So these people, if you just look at their symbols, you can tell what they're up to. But they expect that people won't read, that people won't look at these things, that people just will not use their five senses and their observation skills and their God-given creativity and their inspiration and their imagination to figure out, like, there's a bunch of odd, confusing pieces that we're presented with every day. How do these things fit together? And which of these things are lies to deceive us? And where's the truth that I need to focus on to survive?
Well, one thing that we did when we went to CPAC, Ron Paul won the straw poll the second time, and everybody was very intent on being there and actually cheer for him. They had the time before, they had all left. And so a lot of the more establishment Republicans said, we're booing. And so we go there, and I recorded it. And when I watched the Fox News clip, it shows the booing. And the guy had on a different shirt and a lanyard from the year before. Now, how in the world does that actually get put in from last year's archive, get put in
on purpose. Right. Psychological
and
warfare.
So we put that, yeah, it is. It's a psyop. And so we actually put together the videos side by side and showed everybody cheering. It was overwhelming applause and cheers. You know, and they're asking Ron Paul, he's like, well, how did you feel when you got booed, you know, a second time, basically? And Fox News actually had to issue a retraction because, you know, I think there was three different videos out there that actually got the information out. And it was, you know, it embarrassed them. And that's what we have to do.
I've had people go, my gosh, Bloomberg called me and asked questions, and they actually misquoted me on purpose. They lied to me and said it wasn't a hit piece. And I said, of course they did.
It was such a hit piece. I mean, that disturbed me when I read that because they
said Alex Jones is going to blow everything up.
It says that you make bombers, and the tweet that I put out is, no, the FBI, according to the New York Times, the FBI makes bombers. That's on record. There's nothing on record that you've ever made a bomber, that you've ever influenced anyone to take violence.
Well, listen, I'm trying to stop violence, and everybody knows that.
Right.
Oh, and people are asking me because, you know, I live in Oklahoma, you know, with the tornadoes and everything. They're like, did Alex say that, you know, Obama used weather weapons to create the tornadoes? No, you just brought up the point that there was patents on
technology exists. Yeah, the technology from our tax dollars.
You know, and so then they take everything you say out of context. Again, this is a...
Oh, well, I got called by Esquire because they got a big cover story coming out on me. And the guy said, did you really say that? And I said, you know what? I'm not even going to defend it. I said, okay, I'll look up the YouTube where I said it. You know what? And I said, you know what? I'm not even going to look up what I said. Write whatever you want. You know what? Go ahead and say I did that because I don't care. I didn't say that. A lady called up and said, I think that they made this tornado do this. And I said, no, it's mainly big hurricanes and weather systems. This is all patented, so I can't say they did it. But it's on record that this weather warfare stuff exists. Mm-hmm. And Maddow, in between saying I believe giant wasps live in places, went with that, and so did a bunch of other national TV. That's what they've got to do, folks, is lie to you.
And I think it's a sign of weakness because the reason that Maddow has to do that and never address your points is because she treats her audience like they're a bunch of idiots, and her arguments are intellectually bankrupt. She never addresses any of the facts. She attacks you as a messenger, which is a fallacy.
And you must be effective or they wouldn't be doing this.
Right.
Well, sure, but I mean, my point is saying I don't build bombers, I don't build bombs, I build bombers, saying that I believe giant wasps live under the... You know, the UN building, I mean, they're really lying about me all over the place. What do you think that signifies?
Weakness, desperation, unprepared for these types of things coming onto their radar, because when the Rhodes Scholars were founded, there was no social media or internet or anything. Their agenda has stayed the same through, and they're trying to adapt and evolve, and it shows, again, that they're intellectually bankrupt, that they have no reason, they're acting irrational, and I think we should just call them out on that.
And free humanity is adaptable, and we're taking the tools that were meant to enslave us and using it to fight them. You know, and that's what some of the most effective tools that we've got right now.
I'm going to skip this network break because we're so far behind, and I promise to go to some calls. But let's go to this clip here, The Elite Versus Individuals, from the film available at InfoWarsStore.com, State of Mind. Here it is.
In an attempt to assist the state, a 14th century Italian named Niccolo Machiavelli crafted several books intended to help the ruling elite dominate their subjects with the most effective psychological warfare techniques available to the world at that time.
And he was trying to convert the Medici family into hiring him to provide political advice. Conspiracy is the story of history. It's the story of plunderers taking care of people who produce. They claim to take care of them through government, which doesn't give you anything. It doesn't take away first. So it's not creating something out of nothing. It's very real what they're doing. They're taking your rights or taking some people's rights and adding more to someone else's rights.
Concurrent to Machiavelli's efforts, the consequences of tyranny were sowing the seeds of liberty throughout Europe, with authors like Étienne de Labouetti of France leading individuals to consider their situations and discover effective means to achieving liberty for all.
So this whole idea of Machiavelli telling the ruling elite how to do this in a more efficient and, effective manner without people directly knowing about it. But his mistake is that these books get out there and other people start to read these books, because it's not just the ruling elite. This starts to have an influence in Europe. You've got a character named Étienne de Labouetti, who writes a discourse on voluntary servitude. And basically what De Labouetti does is he shows you that everything that Machiavelli told the ruling elite about how to control you is undone when you understand it to the nuts and bolts level, where you can then withdraw your consent, and that only then are you free.
We control you. We control your mind. We make you believe you have no creative power. We make you forget you have imagination, which is the core capability from which you can invent your own reality.
That's right. Whatever humans envision, look at science fiction of 100 years ago, we can build. So they program us with predictive programming, with a nightmare vision, so we accept that as our future instead of us just simply having imagination. And that just means looking deeper into what they're doing. And Machiavelli, just like the head of Georgetown Political Science, Bill Clinton's mentor, he wanted to write a weapons technology book on Cywar, Infowar. And basically what Machiavelli did 500 years ago, Carroll Quigley did in the 60s with Tragedy and Hope.
Well, and it's not the only book that Quigley wrote. There's Anglo-American Establishment, Evolution of Civilizations, and there is one on political weapons and future technology. And so basically what you're seeing is he was taking in a macrocosm of how history has worked and how these civilizations have risen and fallen. And then he's basically showing you, okay, now here's the 20th century. Here's the Anglo-American Establishment. Here's these people going off an agenda that's funded by the world's largest financiers. And they are moving ahead without much resistance through much of the 20th century. They're able to turn our education system into a system of schooling, not to make individuals who know how to learn anything for themselves, but to make obedient, servile workers in the tradition of the Prussian education system.
I talk to a lot of adults, and there is no one home.
Right.
They don't have any original thoughts. They just repeat, and there's no one there. They've ruined these people.
But it doesn't end there. I mean, they try to extinguish our creativity in the schooling system, but there's always a spark that can be reignited when people come into contact.
I agree, but people love their ignorance. It's a shield for them.
Well, it's become a trophy. It's become something that people are kind of proud of. So if they can know that there's
Well, that's the
different.
New trendiness, that being lazy and not being informed is like a shield.
Well, and as you brought up on your show many times about
that's learned helplessness. We just give it up.
Yeah, exactly. And you talked about the food, right? Everybody is malnourished at this point. You know, the food is horrible. They're overworked. They're in debt. They're, you know, the everything that they see, you know, in media is, you know, the predictive programming is all dystopic. You know, and by the time they get home, they're exhausted. They don't do the research. You know, it's a dynamic effect that's just dragging their entire consciousness.
Yeah, because people don't say conspiracy theorists now. They go, what am I going to do? Yeah. Right. And what you're going to do is start living better, start being happy, start go paint a painting, be nice to your family, but also speak out. When you see kids buying gum that has aspartame, go, hey, you know that aspartame will brain damage you. Here's a card with some info on it.
Yeah, that's all it takes.
That act of fighting back, if we all do little stuff, it's game over, folks. If everybody gets this film and has a party and shows it to 10 friends, game over. Mm-hmm. If you get my magazine and get the 10 free bumper stickers that are in it, game over. It's all about resistance is victory.
And I don't think it's ever going to be just the dam breaks and it all just happens. I think it's going to be a slow drip, drip, drip of just getting everything out there.
For you know, I've talked to a lot of top Hollywood people. They say, look, most of us are awake to this. It's the old higher-ups that want to keep us on the reservation. We don't like it. Even the rich and powerful realize they're slaves and don't want to be part of this. It is alluring to really be free. It is alluring to have the real fire of Prometheus, not the false fire of the Illuminati, where they claim they're illuminating you. They're not illuminating anything. You're not illuminated if you have knowledge and then try to keep others away from it.
Right. So that's the whole idea. The word education in the Johnson's Dictionary of 1828 said it's the unocculting, the unhiding of information. And very much what our education system focuses on today is selectively presenting you with declarative sentences, which is not a form of learning. And what you come out with thinking is knowledge is actually
our education system is occult.
Right.
And that doesn't mean witches around pots, folks. Occult means hidden. They are hiding the world from you.
And that's the nature of power. That's the power gap, information
I hate
gap,
the occult.
Gap. They're all the same.
I declare war on the occult.
Well, and then we're educators. Then we're teachers then, right?
Yeah, exactly. The thrill of empowering people is what it's all about. Not the, again, they call it eugenics, but that's occult. It's not getting rid of the dumb, building up the smart. It's targeting the smart. Again, the definition of eugenics is occult because it's a lying definition.
Well, it's a war on the weakest because they go after our children first. And the schooling system is definitely not there to educate children and make them autonomous individuals who can be self-responsible adults.
Well, it's based on the Prussian system.
Right, which was used.
It's General Zod. Have you seen Man of Steel?
No, yet.
No.
I mean, it's a total anti-Illuminati, anti-eugenics film.
Wow.
And again, how could you get the guys to put out The Dark Knight? The last one I said, it's French Revolution. And then later I saw an interview after it came out. They go, oh, Bane's French Revolution. We spent a year designing his coat. I mean, I could see it and tell it was French Revolution, fake Illuminati Revolution. Well, then why would they put out Superman that's anti-eugenics?
I think sometimes they just like to measure people's reactions to see how they respond to it. Some of the terrorist events that have happened in this history, I think, are just to measure how. What's the patriot response to this? Is anyone going to pick up on the contradiction in the evidence? Or is no one home? Is no one reviewing the evidence? And so I think as they try to assert control more and more steadily and readily over humanity, people react in different ways, and they keep gauging it. They're waiting. They want to see everyone wake up. That's their worst fear. They keep thinking about it. They keep talking about it, and they know it's going to happen sooner or later, that people are going
to
get it.
Yeah, and that's what we were talking about, the analogy of trying to hold the ball underwater. As we're inflating it, they're having to hold harder and harder to keep it underwater. Its natural state is to be above water, to be free, you know, and they're struggling now to keep it under control. And
unbelievable. Let's go to one more clip before we take a few calls here, and I appreciate people holding. This is on education from the film State of Mind, exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com. It's clip number 5, and then we'll play clip number 7 after that. So here's clip number 5. And then we'll take some phone calls.
The education our children are going to get has nothing to do with education. It is training our children to be resources, human resources, that's the way they refer to us, to spin off profits for the globalists.
The greatest barrier to discovery is not ignorance. It's the illusion of knowledge, and that's what the 15,000 hours in compulsory schooling really entrains and conditions into us, is that you've been told this story of the people in South America. And so you think you know about it. And it's not until later in life when you might come across more information about conquistadors and how Jesuits infiltrated all their religious systems and took all the riches out and basically harvested this whole area. And this is an example of plunder in South America that went on for hundreds of years. So until you have this other piece of information to bring this into focus, you think that what you were taught in public schooling during that 15,000 hours is really what's going on. And it's not until you bump up against reality, as George Orwell said, usually on a battlefield, that you have to consider that which you were taught to believe versus the objective evidence that exists.
John Taylor Gatto was an award-winning educator in New York who took kids that couldn't even read or write, were headed for prison, and made them top-level students. And then he discovered that he was shut down by the big tax-free foundations so that he couldn't teach the children this information. And he discovered that it was by design that they were dumbing people down to make them subservient biological androids or replicants. That's what we're seen as. But now we're obsolete. We're to be phased out, the new robotic systems, the drone aircraft, the drone submarines, the drone ships, the drone robots on the ground. We're all being conditioned, all being acclimated for this. state of mind, ladies and gentlemen. And there's a bunch of clips we haven't gotten to. And there's so many people in this film, like Colonel Schaefer, G. Edward Griffin, you name it. InfoWarsStore.com. It's key information.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Oklahoma reminds us there are many kinds of storms in our lives. Nature regularly sends us destructive storms. 24 hours before a storm strikes, people panic. It would be wise to prepare ahead of the panic curve. The food price storm from drought and livestock problems is forecast to hit ridiculous heights by the end of the summer. Wonder if there'll really be a problem? eFoods Direct has a plan to maximize your food dollar and guarantee you'll be glad you ordered food. Until June 30th, buy three of any food item and receive the fourth one free with free shipping. The guarantee. After September 20th, when you've seen what happened with food prices and shortages, if you're not glad you ordered food, return the food unopened for a full refund. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633. Your peace of mind guarantee. eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or 800-409-5633.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, final segment with our guest, and we've got a bunch of callers here to get to. Then we're going to have more guests in studio. The newest level in censorship by Google. You'll want to know about this via Michael Moore, who got mad about this video. I mean, just he actually responded to it, and then it's been removed, and the person's had their account suspended. This is outrageous, and they're now censoring our videos at a record level. They're very upset about this broadcast, okay, and everything we're doing. So just understand, it's not enough that we're doing this broadcast. You need to get all this info out. Brandon in California, thanks for holding. I appreciate you holding so long. You're on the air with our guest. Go ahead.
Awesome. Good to meet you guys, finally. First-time caller, long-time listener. Alex, I know sometimes when you have people thank you for the things that you do, you kind of react with, hey, don't thank me. But my theory with that is it's actually people's way of expressing that you're a hero to them. And they really just don't make that connection. You know, we look
at No, I get it. The solidarity. You guys are heroes to me, sitting on hold while I perseverate.
And I love your vocabulary, too. I'm actually going to be a high school English teacher, and I'm going to make sure that the assignments the kids are given are designed to make them think.
That's one thing I found. This system is so centralized, you can basically do whatever you want, and they'll never stop you. I just tell teachers, just sabotage the enemy. Explain to the kids about the New World Order. And just, that's why they want to put cameras in there and robots in there. Go ahead, sir. Sorry.
It's all right. You still got to be careful. But I also wanted to say, I'm the creator of the largest private group on Planet InfoWars. On Planet InfoWars, I'm known as FreeMind. I'm the creator of the Panopticon.
Oh, good job.
And some of the most wonderful information about the technocracy that's been created in our world is available in that group. And we do accept anyone who comes in, but it is by request only. And also the creator of the LDS, the Latter-day Saints for Freedom group on there as well. And there's a video that just recently got posted by one of our presidents, Ezra Taft Benson, who is a huge proponent of the Constitution and was warning about all of this stuff in the 50s, and he actually told the members of the LDS Church that they needed to read None Dare Call It Conspiracy and consider it equal to Scripture. And when I heard that, my heart just went through the roof because I'm like, dude, that's the book that woke Alex up. So basically just, I also wanted to tell you, Alex, that my wife and mother-in-law are, they just think you're the manliest man in the world.
No, please knock it off.
No,
God bless you.
You're a manly man. And
I'm a manly man.
There's not a whole lot of them in the world, man. And I think that's one of the reasons why people look up to you so much is because you've got, for lack of a better term, you've got a pair.
Oh, okay. Well, thank you, sir. I appreciate it. Here's what happens. I mean, if I find a raccoon in my garage and I try to go over and kick it in the face, it's going to attack me. So I don't know. I mean, I don't think it's manly if I'm being attacked to stand up.
It's natural to resist. It's unnatural to just let this all go on and not be outraged and focus your energy to do something positive.
I have psychoanalyzed why I don't like being thanked. I don't feel like I do enough. And I almost feel guilty for the little bit of notoriety I've gotten fighting this, because that's not what I want. I want to end this. I mean, if we magically turned all this around, I'd be gone.
Well, and you feel like that because there's always so much more to be done. No matter how much you get done in any given day, it's still out there. Not enough people are aware. And back in the revolutionary times, only a very small part of the population was informed about what was going on enough to take action. And we don't need 100% of America to get what's going on. But if we had 10% that really understood what was going on
and didn't comply
and did communicate to other percentages, then we could do something successfully.
Well, and the caller says it works in education. The State of Mind, I think, is a film that you could show to other educators and give them some of the origins of our current education system.
Exactly. Reach out to leaders, pastors, rabbis, imams, business owners, teachers, doctors, police. That's what they're scared of. Gentlemen, you are going to be interviewed for the Obama Deception 2 show. You guys get some lunch. Then I want to do quick interviews for that. Then I want to do a tape for the premiere of the film. And just really impressed. Always enjoy hearing you on your own radio shows. But I'm really impressed having you in studio with us. God bless you.
Thank you.
You're amazing. God bless you.
Cal-Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soap that is triple concentrated and made from the highest quality vegetable and coconut oils. See them on the web, www.5starsoap.com, or call 1-800-340-7091 for a free catalog and buy American-made products. Order the sampler, a 1 to 2 month supply, or get a 1 to 2 year supply of soaps for all your cleaning needs. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. This is an amazing deal, and you will love the way real soap makes your skin feel. Call 1-800-340-7091 or visit www.5starsoap.com. Alex and his staff have used these earth-friendly, pure soaps for years. See them on the web, www.5starsoap.com, or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Now is the perfect time to spring clean your body with Supernatural Silver, a non-toxic disinfectant for the body that can be used internally or externally. It helps the immune system by killing the bacteria, viruses, and mold that cause disease. This helps to reduce the workload of your already overworked immune system and allows the immune system to refocus its energy and recharge. Supernatural Silver can help combat over 300 different conditions, and it has the ability to kill over 143 types of bacteria, viruses, mold, and yeast. Supernatural Silver's patented technology includes advanced scientific research with over 180 scientific studies conducted at independent universities, hospitals, research institutions, and nursing homes. To see how Supernatural Silver can change your life, go to supernaturalsilver.com. Use the promo code SILVER2013 for 20% off and like us on Facebook.
Why does the United States spend the largest percentage of GDP in the world on healthcare? Why do we have the highest cancer rates on the planet? The highest rates of diabetes, autism, and every other major disease? It all comes down to one thing. We are what we eat. Our food is devoid of nutrition and processed with poisons and additives. Our water is filled with toxic poisons and big pharma runoff. All of this has been engineered by design. We can turn the tide against the eugenicist by giving ourselves the nutrients our body desperately needs. To learn more, visit InfoWarsHealth.com. The site is literally packed with audio and video featuring top health professionals who don't bow down to big pharma. The fight against the New World Order starts with you, and you can't stand against the machine if you're sick, tired, and obese. When you visit InfoWarsHealth.com, be sure and check out the catalog with nearly 400 life-changing products, and get free shipping when you sign up for AutoShip.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
You know, we're on YouTube because that's where the battle for the general public is. More than half the world's free video views, according to Business Insider and other publications, on numbers that have been released, are on YouTube. So people say, well, it's their own private site, it's free market. If they don't like it, they should be able to ban you. No, the terms of service is that it's a public commons YouTube. You and me, you and I. And as long as you follow their rules, you should be able to be there. But if ABC, CBS, NBC, Fox, CNN, BBC show the collateral damage video where they shoot up the Reuters vehicle and the little kids, it's just black and white, you can't even really see their bodies, they're allowed to show that in the newscast. We show it, they banned our account, I had to have lawyers send them letters, everything else, and they backed off. But most people don't have the time and energy to do that. I had to swear out an affidavit in federal court just to keep the channel we've got that's got 300 and something million views. And then on that channel, it was 300 million views, and they turned it back to 270 million views. And then, I mean, it's all sorts of weirdness. And now with World War Z review I did about how it's a bunch of pro-UN, anti, you know, gun owner garbage in the book, which the film is like the first few chapters of the book, so they're going to do a sequel with it. But the first few chapters are true to what basically happens in the film. I've seen it and done another review of that, Man of Steel versus World War Z. And people say, well, why do you cover films? Well, we cover them because then that's pop culture. We reach out to people that aren't into politics. That's how we get new people who aren't just in the choir or in the Church of Liberty. But all over the place, I have seen videos that go viral that get a half million, million, 2 million views. And YouTube will delete them, or YouTube will say parental reasons and block them. Mike Adams put out a very funny TSA one that just had him joking around about, it's super awesome to stick our hands down your pants. You know, we're total losers. But it was South Parkian and funny. It was going viral. They banned the video. They blocked it. So this is the type of stuff that goes on. They really hate humor. And we've had over 500 entries, and we're going through the last of them. It's the best of times, worst of times, for the Paul Revere contest. And David Knight's been honchoing a lot of that. We commend him for that. InfoWars Nightly News reporter, guest host here on the broadcast, doing a great job. And Telly Leatherface Blackwood is a retired, well-known professional wrestler, comedian. And he has a great YouTube site, or had one, with 9 million-plus views. He did a Paul Revere entry where George Washington comes back and basically gets in the face of Michael Moore and others. It's total satire. It's not violent. It's a joke. It's got cartoonish waterboarding that they have in real cartoons, you know, mainline TV, everywhere, and they banned it. Now, you can still see it on another video site, which is why we always say, do your entry on YouTube, but also on another platform, because we know how they operate. But here's the issue. They banned his Google account, his email, everything else. This is their plan, they've said, where they're going to take down everything on the web. Their plan is you'll have an internet ID with a thumbprint or face scan to access, and you'll just suddenly not be able to buy or sell. This is the cashless society. And they're going to rack up fines and fees and everything to use the internet. So it's a corporate global above-the-law group like Facebook, part of Bilderberg, saying they own everything you've ever done on it retroactively. So this is the big combines are trying to take over and get rid of the old web, and cybersecurity has been built on record to help them kill the real web. Now, that's what they've actually said. We've written articles on this. This isn't rhetoric. This is what they say they're going to do. Okay, just like we told you a decade ago, they're watching you over onboard audio and video on the computers. Now that's all admitted. It was admitted then. I had the patents of them admitting it. It wasn't my opinion, but people weren't ready to believe it. Okay, but I'm telling you folks, this is their plan to kill the free web as we know it. That's why Google acts like they're defending the free web, because they're taking it over themselves. David Knight, I want to go to Telly Blackwood, who was censored here, and maybe we can get some attention. He can start a new channel, but they make you get a Google email now to have an account. They've made all us do that here, which is a monopoly.
And they won't even talk to him about the issue. I mean, he's got this cryptic message that just says the account has been terminated due to a legal complaint. He tried to contact him. He couldn't talk to them because he didn't have a Google.
No judge, no jury. Anymore. It's right. just somebody complained. Off with your head.
And you see this happening, you know, CISPA that came up, right? The whole idea about that was that they could file, and they've come at this a number of ways. You know, first they were coming at it from SOPA, some of these other, with a copyright violations where they can just take your entire website down immediately. But one element of CISPA was to protect these private companies like Google that are turning over your information as a third party. They just voluntarily turn it over to the government. The government maintains that they don't need to have a search warrant if they get the information voluntarily from a third party. So CISPA was set up to protect them from any legal liability for violating their user agreements. That was a key element of CISPA. They can come in and act capriciously, arbitrarily, and as you pointed out, they can treat you differently than they treat the major news media. You know, take your website down because of a video that you put up that they allow other news organizations to put up.
It's amazing, though, that satire is completely protected.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like 13 years in jail for chalk in L.A., water soluble, and the judge says you will not bring up First Amendment arguments.
Mm-hmm.
Telling someone you have no Bill of Rights, that is a serious crime. You can look that up. A judge saying your Bill of Rights is not admissible, he's sworn an oath to that.
Right, right. And satire is, as you said, very explicitly protected with fair use.
Why do you think they ban comedies? What they're really scared of? Sorry, go ahead.
Well, I think they like it when people are afraid. You know, we talk about what's happening with Snowden and the NSA and that sort of thing. It's people have to know that. We're not trying to make people afraid. We're trying to get them to be aware of what's going on, to wake up, to get angry enough to do something about it. They're hoping that you're going to be afraid. They're hoping you're going to be intimidated. So they're okay when information comes out that intimidates and scares some of the public. But they're not okay about it when you make fun of them, when you point out the emperor has no clothes. That's not something that they want to have go out.
Well, that's what I was basically, you know, getting at, is that I come at this because I'm angry that we're being enslaved and I don't have fear. I have fear of letting them win. And I know that sometimes I actually scare people. That's not my goal.
Right.
People should be scared of not getting involved and standing up. I want to go to Telly Blackwood. We have the article up on Infowars.com right now that actually has the video that is censored. It's film contest entrant banned from YouTube. Actually, he's been banned from Google platforms, blacklisted, and harassed by Stranger. I would just change it to say, you know, banned from anonymous complaint. But the point is, this is going on in the banned videos there. Telly, tell us what you think of this. Yeah, he's lost our Skype audio. Telly, can you hear me there, bud? Can we do an audio test with you earlier?
In and out.
Okay, fantastic. Again, why do you think this happened to you?
I was probably getting the word out very well. Or else there's a couple actors and show hosts that took it personal a little too much.
That's right. Michael Moore actually had been responding publicly to this video.
Yeah, one little response, a quick one with a little profane in it, and now it's pretty much the end of it.
And that was on his Facebook, right?
Yes.
And so now Michael Moore doesn't like it, so you don't have free speech?
If that's the reason, one thing that was always suspicious is I was in process of emailing InfoWars, a couple of whistleblowers who came to me, you know, seeking you guys. And it was within, after 1 hour after sending those emails, was I blocked out of my Gmail. By morning is when I started getting the weird little text and phone calls, and I realized I still couldn't get into my Gmail.
But they did send you a YouTube notice that it was due to a legal complaint, a secret legal complaint.
Well, I had to actually send them a message from another Gmail account to try to get the information out of them for it.
But they did tell you that that's why that happened.
Yeah, yeah. Once you give them the alternate email address, they'll send you that little notice that I sent the screenshot of, and that's it.
They didn't even notify you, though. You just kind of found out by looking at it that it was gone, right?
Yeah, it was just all of a sudden gone. less unusual. Is usually if there's a music violation or any copyright issues, usually they'll actually nuke your video or they'll block your audio out. Then when you log into your dashboard, you'll actually get options. It'll actually let you know what's going on.
Yeah, according to their rules in the public commons, you get to challenge things. But no, here, just boom, your Gmail account's gone, everything. This is what the, cause, oh, the almighty, great man, the self-propelled Jabba the Hutt, is probably the one that complained. And when the royalty, when his royal highness, you know, wants something banned from the internet, it's gone.
And they don't say anything about copyright in the message to you. They just say a legal complaint. And there wasn't anything in there that would have been a copyright violation.
Maybe I can do a legal complaint and just come take your house, David.
You probably could.
Or how about your life? I complain, they execute you.
Yeah.
How's that sound?
Yeah.
NDAA, if the president wants to kill U.S. citizens, he can. What's wrong with making him emperor? I mean, Hitler could kill whoever he wanted. Why can't Obama?
That's right.
Telly, you're now a very serious thought criminal. The video is still available on Vimeo. We have it, or Vimeo, on Infowars.com. Do you think other thought criminals should go out there and protest by getting your video out to people that had 500,000 views? I think they were scared at how fast your video was growing.
Yeah.
The fact that it was growing and the fact that I actually managed to get myself into a local press, the Sacramento Bee, which got syndicated nationwide through a bunch of different internet sites. The video just traveled just beyond just the views. The views was a nice thing, but the reach with my articles and other publicity I got off of the video.
Yeah, so let's be clear. You did a video. The reason we did a contest was the First Amendment to get the word out about George Washington. Jabba the Hutt didn't like it, and it was in the news, so now your video's gone, and your civil rights have been violated, and the video clearly doesn't violate their terms of use. We'll be right back as part of the Paul Revere Film Contest.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
when you need it the most. Will your generator, power equipment, or vehicle be ready? Gas and diesel fuels go bad quickly when stored, and more than half of generator failures during disasters occur as a result of expired fuel. PRI fuel stabilizers keep your fuel fresh for when you need it most. Nuclear power stations, emergency service providers, and ships at sea rely on PRI fuel stabilizers. And you can too. Call 888-776-9373 or visit PRIproducts.com to find the dealer nearest you.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
By the way, folks, Telly Blackwood has been the star on TV shows, you name it, like Dr. Quinn, Medicine Woman, you name it. He's had a long career on movies, TV, you name it, and he's got a popular YouTube channel with over 9 million views, and then he puts out a video that makes it in the Sacramento Bee and then a bunch of other papers about a joke video against Michael Moore where George Washington's angry at him. And Michael Moore on his Facebook, well, I mean, you've got a copy of it right there, David, it's in our article,
yeah.
Film contest entrant, banned. I've changed the headline now actually on InfoWars to basically to what it is, comedy video banned from YouTube for criticizing Michael Moore. And I bet money it's one of Michael Moore's people.
He came back and said, oh, you think that's real funny there, a-holes? Coming from what looks like a group of juvenile delinquents, and you're conservatives. Very interesting. That was his comment.
Yeah, yeah. We're conservatives just because we believe in the Second Amendment. How about we're free humans?
Yeah.
Stop trying to label us, scumbag. Listen, I've had his people, his bodyguards, like 15 feet from Moore. I'm just like, Mr. Moore, question. Come over and run into me with their elbow. Like, hit me in my sides. I just rammed the guy back. And the guy was all, ugh. And I'm like, yeah, you go ahead, man. All of you, come on, let's go. I mean, I am sick of this in this country. Bunch of thugs. Uh-huh. By the way, his guys are all armed, too.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, what a hypocrite pig.
Oh, yeah.
And I don't mean because he's fat. I'm sorry Telly, I'm ranting, and I appreciate you coming on. Are you angry all your great comedy stuff erased by this maggot, this anti-free speech maggot?
Well, first of all, a couple of his bodyguards come up against me, and there's going to be a major, major issue. And two is, yes, that was my whole history. It wasn't just, you know, my current videos, my comedy. It was, you know, appearances with other, you know, celebrities and actors and different behind-the-scenes things. It's a lot of videos that we did since the very beginning that are wiped out. I mean, some of them I have backed up, but there's a lot of things there that is lost. It's totally gone.
Yeah, you think about it. You put your stuff on Facebook and YouTube, and then they kick you off but keep all your stuff and sell it.
Mm-hmm.
I am so sick of them.
Well, look at the massive erasure of stuff from the Kim.com case. They just went in. They haven't even finished the trial. They accused him of having some copyrighted material up there. They seized everyone's personal records that were on the cloud, and he pled with them to not erase anything until after the trial. They haven't had the trial. They haven't convicted of anything, but they just deleted all the data last week. So it's gone. And it's a lot of that is personal information that is
incredible.
Not provided stuff.
We got another guest coming in a minute, but I'm gonna hold the guest over so he can finish any points. Telly Blackwood. But again, we have links to your other sites, your other video on Infowars.com. It's very important for all the viewers out there to go get this video and get it out so that they don't win in the censorship. Because as Telly said, this ended up being in newspapers all over the country. This is the whole point of the contest, is to get the idea of liberty out. And now there's a legal complaint, so it's gone. Let's play a few minutes of this censored video for the radio and TV audience. They got horses, people in outfits, Revolutionary War stuff. This is awesome. Secret location, Boston, 1778. I'm narrating. How dare them engage in free speech?
There's a problem, Mr. President.
What is it, Paul? More redcoats?
No, sir. It's tyranny.
My good sir, where there is government, there is tyranny.
Mr. President, it's much worse than that. And let's say, distant.
Leave us.
Yes, Mr. President.
Here you are, sir.
The comedy troupe's called Off the Hook, by the way. Oh, man, I tell you. You bring the value to YouTube, and then they censor you. They advertise it as a free open commons, folks.
I want you to go into the future and bring those two horses' asses to me.
But, sir, bringing someone back from the future can be...
I understand, old friend, but I don't bend to the will of tyrants. Bring them here, and I will return in the evening.
All right, so they teleport to the future, bring back the two red goat traders, the self-propelled stomach, Michael Moore.
Now he's just seen the pictures.
And Piers Morgan.
Yeah, of course. I have guns. My bodyguards have guns. I should have to deal with this stuff all the time.
Kelly plays Michael Moore.
Saying this, saying that.
Hey, Fatty Boom Boom.
Who are you?
Shoots him with a phaser, sends him to the future. Or the past. CNUN Special Report with Piers Morgan. Totally protected free speech parody.
Hey, Redcoat.
Oh, man, I can't help it. I mean, hold on. Let's just stop right there. We're going to go to break. Great job. We're going to bring in the next guest, but I'm going to come back and finish up with Telly Blackwood, and then we're going to get one of our station general managers in here from Chicago, the guy that's been visited by the FEMA Corps people. So, David Knight, thank you so much. We're going to come right back with Telly Blackwood. So, Telly, stay there. I tell you, man, they are so afraid of being made fun of. I think everybody, we should have a contest making fun of Michael Moore. That's it! That's it!
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Are we choosing our own destiny, or has it been pre-selected for us?
As we've moved through history, every great leader has had to understand the potential of information.
Billions of dollars have been spent privately and publicly looking at how to tap into your psyche.
From compulsory state education to the Hollywood media brainwashing machine, we are kept in perpetual bondage to the ideas that shape our actions.
When somebody obscures that feedback loop between you observing and testing it out and verifying it, they can take total control of your awareness.
All of this is happening so fast, you need to be ahead of the game.
How to engineer the opinion of the American people so that they would not only endorse but demand a war.
Oh, there's another one. Another plane just hit.
State of mind, because there's a war on for your mind. Get your copy of State of Mind the movie at InfoWars.com. And remember, every order at InfoWarsStore.com receives a free citizen rulebook.
Cal-Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soap that is triple concentrated and made from the highest quality vegetable and coconut oils. See them on the web, www.5starsoap.com, or call 1-800-340-7091 for a free catalog and buy American-made products. Order the sampler, a 1 to 2 month supply, or get a 1 to 2 year supply of soaps for all your cleaning needs. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. This is an amazing deal, and you will love the way real soap makes your skin feel. Call 1-800-340-7091 or visit www.5starsoap.com. Alex and his staff have used these earth-friendly, pure soaps for years. See them on the web, www.5starsoap.com, or call 1-800-340-7091. 7091 for a catalog.
From the front lines of the information war,
it's Alex Jones.
Well, Kelly Blackwood is an accomplished actor in movies, big TV shows, you name it. He's also been a national wrestler. And we're going to be talking to Matt Dubiel here in a minute about his little visit with FEMA and more. He's down there visiting us from 1530wckg.com up in Chicago. He's the general manager up there, and we're honored to have him with us. But I've been ranting here. It's just so clear that Michael Moore gets upset, publicly comments about this video, part of the Infowars.com film Paul Revere contest. And then it gets in the Sacramento Bee. It gets in a bunch of other newspapers. The video, you know, every day getting hundreds of thousands of views. They could see this was going to get millions. It had a half a million when they, or more when they killed it. I think it was like 600 and something thousand. And then they just kill the video. In fact, the last time you looked at it, Telly Blackwood, the maker of the film and who plays Jabba the Hutt in it, how many views did it have when they killed it?
I believe it had 533,000K last time I looked at it yesterday morning. It's been locked up for a couple of days, so I'm sure the numbers are about to flip as soon as it happened.
So, look, I believe it was Michael Moore, probably, or not. It was the redcoat Piers Morgan. So I guess they don't just dislike the Second Amendment here.
Yeah, they don't like the First as well, obviously.
Absolutely. So they don't like the Second, they don't like the First as well. I think I said that backwards. So I mean, what do you think's going on here?
I think it's just another meaningless censorship with all the whistleblowers coming out and people exercising their rights and speaking out and waking up. Like you said before, you want a comedy, laughter travels and comedy travels. So I used that to go ahead and bring people in and slap the truth on them as soon as they were done laughing.
I think this is going to backfire. I would contact the local paper and others and point out now that your video got removed so they can contact the YouTube people and ask why they're doing this and find out who made this legal complaint. Because if they can shut down anybody's work and part of their livelihood, then they could do this to anybody.
Yeah, they got me into loop around when I was trying to get into the Gmail for access and recover YouTube's or try to see what was going on. They did try blocking me on all that pretty much. The more worrisome thing is not having no due process or no chance to even explain myself or see who's doing what or where, because a lot of people hate and dislike your videos. And I've heard before people flagging your video a couple times and your video is gone or something happens. But I mean, just to come here and say, oh, we got a complaint, you know, goodbye, you're gone, and without no notice or explanation is ridiculous.
Well, that shows that they thought it was pretty important whoever threatened them. And the way he acts with his bodyguards, with all their firearms and everything, I mean, this guy is really a monster. And I'm glad you point out the hypocrisy of the fact that he has armed bodyguards, six of them, but he doesn't want you to be able to have a gun to protect yourself. He says get a dog, Telly.
He is a dog. And two, I don't see
why he's... Don't insult dogs. I'm sorry, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Sorry, dogs. But I don't see why he needs bodyguards anyway. I mean, Lady Gaga or Madonna or someone like that, yeah, but if I seen him on the street, I wouldn't want his autograph or get near his little pudgy face anyway, so...
I tell you, what would you like to say to Man Bear Pig? I mean, I don't know, that's Al Gore. What would you like to say to the anti-First Amendment, anti-Second Amendment creature?
I would say you are living in the wrong country, that you and your other little globalist pals, including peers, need to all hop on a little ship and sail off somewhere. I won't say where, but you need to sell off.
You know, that, they say that's why he's so obese, though. He supports the UN population reduction programs. It's just from going to third world countries and eating children. I'm joking, folks. He doesn't actually eat children.
Well, he should have been the star of Man vs. Food. So, you know, the other guy, for sure.
I'm sorry. It's mean. But seriously, I mean, I'm surprised you're not even more angry and making a joke out of it. They took your site with over 9 million views.
Yeah, I'm very angry. My main angry point was the first half hour to hour of making the discovery, I've been up all night pretty angry and doing everything I can to try to figure out.
You're supposed to get three strikes, but they just, they violated their own policy.
No, and you know, my material over the years, it was a little edgy and I've gotten warnings before, but my account, I've been a YouTube partner for a long time. My account has been clear from anything for forever. And I mean, but like I said, when you get violations, they just either take your video down, send you a little message in your dashboard that you're messing up, and you can protest, you can, you know, contest it or whatever. Sometimes you can't and you just hit okay and agree, then you move on. And
you know, I think everybody should recreate your video and like waterboard a cat box and say it's him. Or just everything. Because if he doesn't like satire in America, he should leave to North Korea.
I don't think he'd eat very well there.
Well, they'd probably actually eat him. That's the UN food aid program to North Korea. He says there's too many people. He should probably go over there and sacrifice himself, so thousands could eat.
He's so full of GMO and crap. I don't think no one would want to eat him anyway.
Oh man. I got to be honest. I think he and Mr. Maddow are very handsome men. And I'm going to be honest. I'm sorry. I meant Janet Reno. Mr. Reno. I guess I'm involved in more thought crimes here. It's okay, though, when they're always attacking everybody. Seriously, anything else you'd like to say? Thought criminal, Telly Blackwood, websites, other things they haven't deleted yet that you'd like to be able to give out to other thought criminals out there?
There isn't much left. They already took my Twitter, which was at 58,000 followers recently this past month, and it's down to 1,800. I sit there and watch it over a one-week period, dropping numbers after a brief argument over gun control with a Twitter rep regarding, you know, my ads on him.
Oh, yeah, so, that's what they do. Oh, yeah, Twitter, yeah. We've gotten notices, McBreen, to his own private Facebook that's like high school friends and stuff. Hey, don't send out this pro-Second Amendment thing. That's not how you gain friends. We'll terminate you next time. We did a whole story on that. And now everybody's getting these notices, or they're just suspending you. If you say, you know, I believe in the Second Amendment, or I believe in national sovereignty, they're deleting you. I mean, who needs the communist Chinese when you've got Man Bear Pig and Al Gore and all these people?
Well, I have my Facebook account left. That's pretty much it. But, you know, my final words are, you can take my Twitter, my videos, my stardom I had in the past, or my movies, I'm not going to take all that from me, but you're not going to take my soul. My soul is going to fight you to the end for this now.
Oh, so you're only going to intensify your efforts against them now.
Oh, it's war is done. I'm the wrong person to do that.
Why don't you just offer to have yourself dropped into a wood chipper and turn yourself into hamburger meat for Michael Moore to eat you?
I don't know. I think the other way around would be more appropriate. I am Leatherface, right?
Well, listen, in closing, that's the fighting spirit. Every time they attack us, I just work harder. And now I think this will backfire on them. What does your gut tell you, Telly?
My gut is just keep pushing, not giving up, pushing forward. You know, give them enough rope, they'll hang themselves every time.
All right, give us your Facebook, Thought Criminal.
Say it one more time, I can hear you cut out.
What is your Facebook page, Thought Criminal, before that's fully erased?
It should be facebook.com/Leatherface or Telly Leatherface Blackwood.
All right, thank you so much, sir. We'll talk to you soon.
Thanks for having me on.
You bet. We'll get updates from him on the nightly news, at least. The reason this is a big deal, folks, and I make jokes about it, it's actually deadly serious, is that Mike Adams did a very tame but also funny thing about the TSA saying they were losers, and they took that down. And then we put it up, and they took it down. And then we put it up again, and then they blocked it. I mean, these are authoritarians prancing around saying they're liberals. They're the opposite of liberals. We're joined by Matt Dubiel, a good friend of mine, is the vice president and general manager of WCKG Radio in Chicago. He's a broadcast and new media expert who's worked with celebrities across the board. I'm not going to get into all of it here, from Donny Osmond, been featured in Fast Company magazine and Chicago magazine most recently. He's made national headlines on Drudge and Fox and Friends, Inside Edition, CNN, for the criticism over the TSA screening of his 3-year-old son on a family trip to Disneyland, who's disabled, special needs. And again, his WCKG carries the Alex Jones Show, afternoon drive 1 to 4 on WCKG. We're on right now, 1530 WCKG.com. and MattDubiel.com. Matt, number one, thanks for having us on in Chicago. Thanks for all you do. I want to get into FEMA Corps visiting your house, but first off, your latest viral video. What do you make of Telly Blackwood? Can't even have his tame video up there making jokes because somebody doesn't like it.
I think I would love to see him in a cage match with Michael Moore. Where's Vince McMahon? Let's get it happening. Let's do it now. And let's see him really take it to the mat. You know, I think the reason or the symptom of this is highlights the importance of two things: AM radio and your magazine. The internet's great. Your website's great. All the things that you do online are great, but they could be shut down like that. And what happens if they're shut down? What happens if the IPs are scrambled from the domains? And all of a sudden, what happens if somebody can't go to Infowars.com and it doesn't go to the right place? What happens if Google shuts you down? You are so powerful, and this message is so powerful because of these tools on the internet. But this, if I get this in my home, if that gets shut down, I still have this. I still have a conduit. My power was out the other day.
You're talking about InfoWars Magazine.
InfoWars Magazine, yes. InfoWars Magazine or AM radio shows. I know you're on the FM.
No.
In Austin.
That's why, and AM. That's why you're right. We need to keep old media more than ever.
Yeah, and it's flawed. And there are problems with it. And yes, it's going away. And yes, the future is digital.
But it's real diversity. We need to keep it.
What happens when they shut down your Facebook? What happens when they shut down and
take? But what happens to the old local real journalist once those AM and FM stations are gone? Again, it's not making places for diversity in real media.
But I'm reminded, there was a movie, it might have been in the 90s or the early 2000s, Enemy of the State with Will Smith, where they shut off his credit. Tully should be happy that today they're attacking his Twitter and today his Google's being attacked. What if he didn't exist? That's how he feels right now. His voice is shut up and it's happening to him because he spoke out. But what happens to the regular folks all of a sudden when they can't buy or sell or do business or they're shut off because of the internet, because some arbitrary company or conglomerate has control? That's happening to him and it's going to happen to me and you and others at some point. The best thing they can do is duplicate that video over and over again, like you said, have other accounts duplicate it.
And I'll tell you what I like is how ManCal has gone back and done a daily TV show that's now getting really high ratings, simulcasting the radio show that you carry in Chicago. And now he's doing a show on history. But the point is he's doing a bunch of stuff. That's what you've got to do is use the old media. Because if you go to old UHF, VHF TV and put a good show on, people will go tune into it. That's one reason old media has been in trouble, yeah, is because they're going with the establishment model. The only thing that sells in AM and FM is liberty.
Well, yeah, regular television, you got Judge Mathis on UHF and VHF, and that is the old model. I just put an antenna on my house to get HD because all the storms coming through, which is why FEMA came by, and my TV, my dish is getting knocked out. So I thought, well, hell, I'm going to put an antenna up. You know what all the antenna stations are? All Chinese foreign language programming. All Russian foreign language programming. I don't know what they're saying, but they're getting their message out, and they're doing it on traditional television. They're doing it in publications and periodicals like InfoWars Magazine. And
it's a niche, and there's advertising. I've read the trades. They're making a ton of money, too.
Well, and it's important. If I were listening right now, I would make sure that if there's a radio station in your hometown that you can get the Alex Jones Show on, that you know what it is. So if you can't get it online, you got it. Because I'll tell you what, my power went out the other day. I went to look up phone numbers. I didn't have power. I didn't have a phone book. All of a sudden, we were paralyzed. So imagine being cut off because you don't have power, you don't have internet, you don't have, your accounts are shut down. How are you going to get this information on the regular radio? Is there a station near you? And I'd get that magazine because it's sent to your house. You know you're going to get it, and at least you have a conduit to get to the...
Well, plus, as there's less and less paper, people really pay attention to hard copy things now. That's why it's important to have books, DVDs, films. It's good to have an archive of this because... Yep. They can now go into YouTube and claim Joe Rogan's voice is copyright, even though he didn't authorize this, and block everybody that ever interviewed him. It didn't just happen to InfoWars.
Yeah.
It happened and until he went and found out who was doing it and was like, no, you don't own my voice. You owned a recording I did. But they had the computer set it to where it could say that his voice was owned, and they've done the same thing to me. A company bought rights to distribute my film Endgame in Canada. A limited distributorship. Soon, my own account and other people's account was blocked, they said they owned my voice on that tape.
It's scary. And when you think about it, they can go through, another example is the Kindle with 1984. They can edit history. They can edit a book. Anybody can do it with a push of a button. So if you have archives of regular books, classics, if you have archives of periodicals that you like, and you have a way to get that information,
that's right.
It's important.
Well, last time, Matt, I mentioned this on air. Callers are like, I can still get 1984 on Kindle. I think it was 60-something thousand people, 4 years ago, had it erased off their thing by design. There was a backlash, so they put it back on.
Yeah.
But the point is, there needs to be a backlash each time. They brag that they hope that we just get used to being censored and finally just give up. No, we've got to fight.
Well, what happens when they change the words? If they can go and find everything with Joe Rogan's voice on it, they can go in and take a word they don't like. You mentioned some words earlier. All of a sudden, oh, well, we don't like this word, homosexual. Okay. You take that word out and you replace it with something else. All of a sudden, history's changed.
They're trying to ban To Kill a Mockingbird, that's total anti-racism film, because it has the N-word in it. I mean, are they going to ban The Godfather because it has it in there? They're showing racism. It's not, it's showing it in the context.
Yes, Alex, as an Italian-American wearing a pinstripe suit from Chicago, I'm offended by The Godfather. I demand they take all references to Italians that are derogatory out immediately.
By the way, I like the pinstripe suit.
Thanks.
Oh, man, I tell you, so how are listeners liking the show now up in Chicago?
You know, they love it. We have it on, we used to have you on opposite Rush. And we shifted it so you're on in afternoons. It's nice because it's mindless drivel. You know what they're talking about in Chicago right now? They're talking about, well, you know, Paula Deen. They're talking about the Trayvon case. In fact, I flipped around on the way in and Rush was talking about Trayvon. I was so happy to find, is it 90.1 here in Austin?
Yeah.
And boom, it's like, okay, we're talking. Nobody's talking about the immigration bill yesterday. They're all talking about, you know, the Kardashians and all of this other stuff. Meanwhile, we have this radio station that surrounds Chicago. And you're talking about things that if people would open their eyes and wake up, there are things that matter and really affect their lives. Smart meters in Naperville, the TSA, or not the TSA, the FEMA, Homeland Security, going door to door. Hello, come in. I mean, you could have knocked me over with a feather when we got a phone call from a neighbor saying, you know, there's some guy that looks a little weird, you know, coming door to door, says he's from FEMA. You know, and thank God the wives and are talking in the neighborhood. That's another thing you got to do, is you got to talk to your neighbors to figure out what's going on.
Yeah, they want you inside watching a glowing television screen instead of communicating with people. Absolutely. Matt Dubiel is our guest. 1530WCKG.com is the site. And they also pick us up off satellite and then restream audio. So if our internet's ever down and you can't get InfoWars.com, which happens, you can pick up the audio stream at his site.
Oklahoma reminds us there are many kinds of storms in our lives. Nature regularly sends us destructive storms. 24 hours before a storm strikes, people panic. It would be wise to prepare ahead of the panic curve. The food price storm from drought and livestock problems is forecast to hit ridiculous heights by the end of the summer. Wonder if there'll really be a problem? eFoods Direct has a plan to maximize your food dollar and guarantee you'll be glad you ordered food. Until June 30th, buy three of any food item and receive the fourth one free with free shipping. The guarantee. After September 20th, when you've seen what happened with food prices and shortages, if you're not glad you ordered food, return the food unopened for a full refund. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633. Your peace of mind guarantee. eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or 800-409-5633.
Would you like to be able to disappear, to be invisible to the NSA and Obama spying thugs? Fortunately, there are still a handful of people carrying the torch for freedom and privacy. My friend Chris Peterson is one of them, and he made a video at privacyradio.com that you need to see right now. He'll teach you how to communicate privately, take your identity off the grid, and even disappear forever. Go to privacyradio.com now to see for yourself. Hurry, though. It's just a matter of time before Obama's minions have him shut down and this information is lost forever. Privacyradio.com.
Did you know there are 3 million edible food plants on Earth, and none have the nutritional value of the hemp plant? HempUSA.org offers you hemp protein powder. It does not contain chemicals or THC, is non-GMO, and is 100% gluten-free. Hemp protein powder burns fat, builds muscle, contains 53% protein, and feeds the body the nutrients it needs. Call 888-910-4367 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
Hi, my name is Annette, and due to menopause symptoms for nearly 2 years, I suffered severe hot flashes, which prevented me from sleeping all night. It was so hard to work because I continued all day to have the hot flashes from hell. I was exhausted and depleted. After only 3 weeks on One World Way, I have no hot flashes, and I'm sleeping normally again. I feel energized and strong. This is an amazing product.
It is a little-known fact that every single cell of your body is supposed to produce 10% of its protein content as glutathione. But due to toxicity and aging, it does not. Could glutathione be a missing factor in optimal cell function for your entire body? If you restore the optimal glutathione levels in your cells, especially your glands and organs, then as a result, your glands and organs work better. Imagine the quality of life improvement you might have. To order One World Way, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Matt Dubiel is our guest. We did a little bit of Overdrive with him as well. Audio streams at InfoWars.com. And we were talking during the break about getting me up to Chicago. As soon as I'm done with Obama Deception 2 in the fall, I am going to, because I've promised to do it, I am going to start probably doing one event every 2 months. And I want to go to Chicago. I want to go to Southern California. I want to go to New York, because we're on several affiliates that go into New York. Or like 5 or 6 affiliates in the state of New York, but one of them, as Bloomberg pulled their hair out, covers New York City. They can't stand that. And I want to go to Florida. I want to go back up to Dallas again. I mean, I want to do all this, and I need to do it. Plus, I want to do some events. The problem is getting a place to do it and having it be free. You got to pay for the sound system, pay for all the people. I don't want to charge $500 a ticket like Glenn Beck so I can fly in on a private jet. Maybe I've been doing it wrong the whole time. Maybe that is the answer. But the whole issue is, we'll have to end up charging something to these things, 10, 20 bucks, because the cost of all this stuff is so prohibitive. But I want to have some big free event somewhere where, I mean, I guarantee you, if I had something in Central Park or something and I promoted it for a few months, we could get 50,000 people out. And I want to show the media that. I didn't even really get any shots of the thousands of people at Bilderberg, but the media did, of me there giving a speech there, you know, in the countryside, an hour northwest of London. That just shows, Matt, that freedom's becoming popular.
Yeah, you're not nervous about any of this. I mean, when you look at the kill list, you know, the Clinton kill list, the Obama kill list, all the people that have kind of disappeared, the idea of leaving here and going around doesn't frighten you or going to Bilderberg?
Well, I don't want to give them any ideas. When I go jog into the woods by myself, everybody knows where I go. The system knows. I mean, I don't want to die, but I'm above them. And I know they're doing bad. And if they kill me, they kill me. My whole issue is I know I'm doing the right thing, and I've done such a big body of work that if they kill me, it'll really supercharge everything we've done. I don't want that to happen.
No.
And I think I'll be more effective living. But I mean, this is always the big topic with everybody because they see the kill list. They're like, why are you still alive? Yeah. You must be an agent or something, which, boy, if I'm an agent, we need more like it. Cause what do you think? Why do you think I'm still alive?
I think you're not out much. I mean, aside from your daily life, you aren't stumping and traveling around the country. That would, for me, you know, if I was your security guy talking into the arm piece all the time, I'd be like, no, keep him out. I don't, not just because of.
Oh yeah, we have nuts that say they're gonna kill me.
It's nutty people. It's just the confrontation, just the negative of you say something that offends one little micro group, even though they agree with you and 99% of the other stuff, you said one word that offended them. And now they're all
looking. Well, they also make stuff up. I mean, it's freaky when people are saying, I'm this, this, and that, and they're really like, you could tell they've got mental problems and they've made it all about me.
Yeah.
But I just can't live in fear of those people.
No, it's true. And you're a stronger man than I
am. No, I'm not. Anyways, well, you put me on the radio in Chicago twice a day.
Well, you know what? The alternative is doo-wop music, oldies, classic rock, more sports. I mean, you listen to the radio and there's nothing on. That's why the internet is so popular. That's why alternative media is so important. If you had an event in Central Park and 50,000 people showed up, you know, they did a tea party thing in Chicago, and I think Mancow was there. Crickets. Channel 2, Channel 5, Channel 7, Channel 9, Channel 30, you know, Fox, none of them showed it. Or they showed it, they filmed it in a way
up close,
where it looked like three people were there.
But here's the deal. Now we do this. We show how we have 5,000 out for a gun rally. The media shows three people.
And you show the...
And then we show their lie. Yeah. That's why they're losing... That's why they're falling apart.
Yeah, I agree.
Because they're not running these scams, you know, where they dub in booing over Ron Paul at CPAC.
Yeah.
They're not doing this in a vacuum. And by the way, if you want to sponsor the show in Chicago, that's not why he's here, but this guy's done a lot for freedom. Be sure and contact 1530WCKG.com. And become a sponsor today, or let the local sponsors know you appreciate them, and be sure and buy from them. And also, that goes for all our AM and FM affiliates everywhere. Support them. Spread the word about the broadcast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You prepare by purchasing gold, food, and firearms. But if you don't have a home security system, then you're missing a critical weapon in your arsenal for home protection. When you're sleeping or away from home, who's watching out for intruders? Check out Simply Safe. It's a new do-it-yourself home security system that is completely wireless. Go to GetSimplySafe.com. Simply Safe is independent and off the grid. It runs on battery power, so even if the grid goes down, you're protected. It's completely customizable, so you can use it in your home, business, boat, trailer, storage unit, or shed. GetSimplySafe.com. Simply Safe is also ridiculously easy to install yourself in under 20 minutes, so there's no need to let a stranger into your home. If you move or need to relocate, you can take the system with you wherever you go. You aren't always at home, but Simply Safe will stand guard, protecting your property 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Again, that's GetSimplySafe.com.
Coast to coast, direct from Austin. You're listening to the Alex Jones Broadcasting Network.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, I'm going to go to Alex and Regina and Tom, and I really apologize for making you hold so long. I need to create a rule that I haven't gone to somebody in an hour. We just hang up on them. We're going to do 20 more minutes of overdrive. Matt Dubiel's here. We're going to get into FEMA visiting his house. We're going to get into his TSA run-ins, the anxiety he's having about wanting to take his kids on a vacation but not wanting to go through being yelled at when you're like, you know, you're not going to stick your hands on my kid's pants, or, you know, making his son who's in a wheelchair get up out of it. I mean, it's amazing. So we're going to talk about that in the next segment with him. But right now, let's go to Regina in Texas, who's been holding. You're on the air. Go ahead, Regina.
Oh, hi, Alex. I'm a first-time caller, and I just wanted to let you know what we're doing in Dallas and that we are listening to you, and we're trying to get the truth out and trying to get more activism going. We rented a theater, and we showed Freedom to Fascism about a month ago, and there was a lot of new people there that knew nothing about this. And then we piggybacked on that. We got a hold of Joe Bannister and Sherry Jackson from the movie and Tom Selgus. And we're actually flying them in and having an event this Saturday at Pastor Broden's church, which is Fair Park Bible Fellowship Church, at 5 o'clock until 9 o'clock. And it's at 1321 Rowan in Dallas. And this isn't just going to be like a one-time event. We're going to, in a 2 more months or so, we're going to have Joe back and some other speakers along.
Well, that's beautiful. I mean, again, everyone getting a local radio show, everyone getting an access show, everyone starting a YouTube channel to get trained, to show a program director, hey, here's my YouTube talk show. And if you can just basically talk and you'll come work for free, most stations will give you a slot on the weekend. Next, you're getting sponsors. Next, you're getting paid to spread liberty. I mean, how easy is it on AM and FM stations? I don't think people understand that if you can prove you can talk and aren't a crazy person, person with a podcast you've done for a year or something that you can get on major stations?
You can, and it's harder in big cities like Dallas and Houston and Chicago, but you can also buy time, and people, you know, panic when they hear that, but you can buy time on a Saturday and Sunday on some of these stations for pennies. And if you get somebody
how much to pay for it. How much for an hour show? I mean, if you've got a little bit of talent.
Well, like I'll give you two examples. WLS in Chicago is like the biggest AM station, you know, in the country. They charge like between $3,500 and $5,000 for an hour, right? But then there's other stations around the country where you could get an hour for $100 on the weekend.
And exactly. And then let's say you've got a restaurant, you know, at the corner of whatever, you go, by the way, I'm also a, you know, evil American entrepreneur providing service. We got great hamburgers, great steaks. Yeah. Come on by.
Yeah.
And once a week we have a Liberty meeting.
Yep.
And then you'll make the money back from the $100 an hour you're doing it. And then now you could say, we're going to have a gun rally. Now, that's one way to do it. They have all these theaters. It actually started in Austin where you can book it because of projectors. They're in the film cost. Get whatever movie you want in, Liberty movies, you name it. And then once enough people buy the tickets, just because you promote it, it books and pays, and then you get paid to have an event at the theater.
Yeah.
And then see, just like what this lady's talking about. Is that what you're talking about, Regina?
Yeah, that's what we did. It was the Inwood Theater. It was only $400 to rent it, and we had the people come for free and got their feedback and then got their email, and then we invited them to the next thing.
So yeah, but I mean, I would charge. So you pay back.
You're evil.
But that way you can expand.
Of course, I'm kidding. I mean, no, yeah. You know, there's this new culture. It's like, nonprofit is hip, and, you know, God forbid you try and pay your bills and
I've seen rich people go out and buy 10,000 copies of a book to give to people. That's great.
Yeah.
It's just that I see shoestring folks give all their money to rent something, put it on, but then you can't do it over and over again.
Right.
No, charge a moderate amount, not $500 like, you know, other people do. Charge enough to pay for it and make a little money to pay for the next one.
Yeah, she's amazing. That's
great. Yeah, good job, Regina. Good to hear from you. Alex, Tom, we're going to get to you and then get to your FEMA story and your TSA dread straight ahead with Matt Dubiel, 1530WCKG.com. And again, no matter where you are around the country, you can listen to their whole lineup, including ManCow. Via their audio feeds right there. And it's good you put ManCow back on the air in Chicago. Stay with us.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, And the improvement in the circulation of my legs has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try heart and body extract instead, has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Yeah, Michael Moore criticized the video that was criticizing him. Now it's been taken down off YouTube, but we've got a copy of it up on Infowars.com. Also, CIA plans August offensive in Syria with their Al-Qaeda buddies. I guess I'm anti-American. I don't support Al-Qaeda. Sorry. UK bans thought criminals for criticizing extremes of Islam. Again, now, you don't criticize Al-Qaeda or you are banned from England. Michael Hastings told he would be hunted down and killed by the army over McChrystal story. That's a big report. That's the family coming out now and friends. Drone spies on sunbathing woman. St. Louis police chief wants drone to patrol high crime areas. That article's up on drudgereport.com. The public doesn't believe the NSA knows what they're doing. I mean, talk about in denial. That's just some of the articles up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. I want to go to Alex and Tom real quick and then finish up with Matt, who's here with us from 1530WCKG.com, our great affiliate in Chicago. And if you're in Chicago listening to us, I mean, you should organize with the station. Like a bunch of placards and volunteers, somebody that says they'll go out every day for an hour, say when I'm on, and say tune to 1530 in your main listening area, and I guarantee you that will convert massive listenership as well. Let's go ahead and go to Alex in North Carolina. Go ahead.
Hey, how you doing, buddy?
I'm all right.
First-time caller. Been listening to you about 30 days, and it's crazy because about 25 years ago, my mom had all these books. She's kind of mysterious. She doesn't really get out of the house much. I'm just this average kid, 15 years old. And I come across some of her stuff, and it's about, you know, the Illuminati, all this junk. So my mom goes, oh, well, you need to read this. And at first I'm like, whoa, this is way too much. This is crazy. Over the years, I would take information. I would watch the news. I'd look. I'd backtrack things, and I'd say, wait a minute, it's like a thousand pieces of a puzzle was thrown up
sure.
And thrown on the floor. Then on top of that, I started to put some of this together, and I started telling my friends, hey, man, check this out. Isn't this crazy? And backtrack this. Oh, whoa, how did your mom know that? And some people would say, I'm like, you're crazy, Alex. What are you talking about? But then now we're talking about in today's times with technology, how fast it evolved. It's like they can't keep up, and there's so much stuff spewing out.
That's right. They can't say we're crazy anymore. Matt, what do you think is going to happen as just more and more people realize, wow, we really were lied to?
Yeah. It I'm shocked at how many people seemingly don't care. They're just happy to kind of keep going on with the day and, oh, I got to do the same 15 things I do every day. I see there's a growing amount of people. For instance, the YouTube video of my son going through the TSA just rigmarole from years ago, the comments in the beginning were both sides, you know, people attacking me, people attacking the TSA and so on. And today, as I look at it, I see more and more people sort of saying, wow, this is unbelievable. There's less attacking of me for taking the video or for thinking that it's wrong or it shouldn't be that way. So I think that there's always going to be most people aren't going to be awake and prepared and taking notice of the things going around them. And the goal, obviously, is to increase the amount of people that are just kind of paying attention a little bit more. And I think those are mostly younger people. I think those are mostly people under 30, under 20, ideally, and young folks. That's why, my father, we're standing in the line at TSA just for his birthday, and I was railing. I was like, look at this. This is ridiculous. And he says, you know, that's just the way it is today. 20 years ago, he wouldn't have said that. And now he's done. It's like, well, I travel a couple times a year. I'll go through it. It's no big deal.
They're not taking it personal. I mean, you've got to realize this is on purpose. Our government runs Al-Qaeda publicly now. And do I get an apology from the neocons for attacking me because they were running them back then?
Right.
No. No, I'm worse because I'm right. And so they have Bloomberg and AP and others say I'm behind Al-Qaeda now. They publicly are giving them weapons all over the world. And they're coming out saying I'm with Al-Qaeda now with no evidence because they know I know who they are. And it's all martial law training. That's all this is, folks. And they're going to take everything. For people out there that think you're going to get away with all this, you're going to get away with going along with all this, you're not. Thank you for the call, Alex. Good to hear from you. Last caller that I have time for. Sorry, the phone system's closed now. We're going to go to Tom in New York. We're going to talk about gay marriage. Go ahead.
How you doing, Alex?
I'm all right. Go ahead.
Okay. I have a few comments regarding the recent gay marriage decisions at the Supreme Court. I'd first like to say you can proudly look up at your flag today and know that it represents queer sex. And I'd also like to say I'm one of the plaintiffs in one of the three gay marriage cases that were reviewed by the Supreme Court this week. And this is a case the mainstream press and the courts tried to suppress. And I was on a local show a few months ago alerting the public to the blatant corruption that was surrounding these gay marriage cases at the Supreme Court. And we alleged in our own action that the case was rigged right from the moment it was filed. You know, that the federal courts were being packed with gay clerks and personnel who were directing these cases to Clinton Obama appointees.
Well, I will say this. Most I don't get into people's sexual persuasions. To me, it's a big distraction. But the Democratic Party, and I appreciate your call, sir, and its operatives undoubtedly do set up these little gay empires, basically, and that comes out all the time. At the Justice Department with these women, and then they persecute the men. It's really bizarre. And then this obsession of sexualizing children in the public schools. I talked about this in the first hour today, where they want to teach five-year-olds about all this. And there is an anti-family. I mean, turn on any TV show, and it's anti-family, anti-family. And that's about reducing population. That's about atomizing cultures, because they're branding it that, well, if you have a different identity or whatever, the government is like your mob boss that will give you protection. And then meanwhile, they're adding all these chemicals and things, the food and water, that conflict and confuse people as well. And this is all in Brave New World. We talked about this earlier in the show. What's your take on this?
Did you have a little kid? Well, I have four kids.
I have three.
See Toy Story? The trilogy, the Toy Story trilogy?
I haven't seen the last one.
Do you know the father's name in Toy Story?
I forget.
There's no father. There is no father.
Oh, that's right.
They don't ever explain it. They don't ever talk about it. It's one of our family favorite movies. There's no father. I mean, it's not even that dad is a bust out sitting on the couch, you know, lazy, won't play catch with the kid, that sort of thing. There is no father. They just went, you know what? We're not even going to write it in there. And it's one of these things where I notice when you go and you speak to your kids' teachers at their school, or when you voice.
They ignore the dad and look at the mom.
Yes.
This is a cult, man. This is a cult.
It's strange. It's, I find it disturbing. And usually I'm going in there not to talk about education. It's usually to talk about the things that are going on in the school. Like, why are you talking to the kids about pole dancing? Why are you showing a movie in class that is a basic, like a major motion picture movie that has nothing to do with learning? Why are we doing these things? Why aren't we talking, you know?
Oh, they automatically trained everybody that men are stupid. Every show.
Yeah.
That's why I like Man of Steel. That was a pro-father movie.
Yes. Yeah.
You saw it.
Yes, I did. I mean, I saw it on Father's Day with my kids and my dad.
But it's so rare.
Yeah.
I mean, you go see Prometheus, the women are in charge. And again, when you study slavery, the Romans did that. And enslaved populations, they put the women over the slaves.
Well, I saw the trailer for that Elysium movie, you know.
Yes.
Jodie Foster looks like she runs everything. She looks an awful lot like Hillary Clinton in that movie.
Absolutely. No, but that's the, and again, it's not that, it's that they just replace one patriarchy with like a government patriarchy where the house slave is the woman enforcing it.
Yeah, and I'm not saying...
It's not even really a matriarch.
...that men should walk around the house scratching their privates and burping and acting like Fred Flintstone. But, you know, you have... You're supposed to run your family.
Well, I'm going to be honest. Women don't go for a real man who's nice to them, but who's in charge of a lot of things. They go... Now, for the criminal, that's what's seen as a man. Yeah. It's like you can't be a real good, decent, hard-working man. You're seen as a schmuck then. But if you're a criminal, then the women are, slapping them down. It's really, it's a sick society. It's everything is upside down. And it's, but I mean, I went and saw probably one of the worst movies I've ever seen. I wanted to see it after Earth until the second half. The second half was actually pretty good, but it was really low budget. You could, paper mache spaceships. So I actually recommend seeing it because it's so bad. And they had ads for ABC shows. The first ad was The Dad's an Idiot. That's what the show's about. Another, and I'm not really paying attention.
You should just call it that. The show's called The Dad's an Idiot.
Yeah, Dad's a Moron.
Yeah.
And then it cuts to The Fosters. And it's a lesbian cop with her lesbian wife, a blonde and a black lady, and they've got like 8 kids that have been taken from evil parents, and the bad guys on each show are the biological family. They go, the biologicals know where they are. Like it's a biological weapon. And then it shows the female cop like taking out the man, the dad. So now they've gone to the next level. And that's what it is. The state just sees that as the best way. Okay. We'll have all these people. Plus they're going to be sterilized anyways. Can't reproduce. The heterosexual families, the homosexual families are really a state unit. And that's the ideal thing. It's a woman with a gun. Everybody else is disarmed and she's got 8 kidnapped kids under her. And if the family tries to get them, they're terrorists. And, of course, the family will be branded as bad people. I mean, this is over-the-top propaganda. Over the top.
Well, the minute that you get involved as a father, and I'm sure you've seen this. For instance, when the FEMA knocked on my door and they saw me...
Skip this network break. Let's keep going.
When they expected a woman to answer or no one. And the minute a man came to the door, all of a sudden...
Oh, it's like a terrorist may be there. Yeah.
Yeah. And it was like, well, what's going on? And then, and even the guy was a little nervous when I videotaped it and I put it on YouTube
But notice the state's allowed to be hyper male though. The only thing that can be male is the state.
Sure.
It's got the guys with machine guns and armored vehicles and rah! Sorry, go ahead.
Well, this guy, and he wasn't very masculine, but I'll tell you, the guy that he went and reported to looked like,
military.
One of those like, windbreakers, like an FBI sort of a jacket, except it said FEMA on the back, I believe.
Yeah, it did.
And he was the guy with the short hair, looked like he was ex-military, and the long-haired guy went and reported.
No, they sent the good cop Trendy in.
Yes. Yeah. Well, and I'll tell you what, if my wife had answered, she wouldn't have felt very threatened by this guy that came to the door. He was real nebulous and...
And it's all been psychological warfared out. It's all actuary.
What I can't figure out is why? Why were they there specifically? I know what the possibilities of what it, but it's like, well, there's other areas in the country where FEMA is needed right now. You all are coming to DuPage County is one of the richest. It's the coverage area of CKG. It's one of the richest counties in the United States. And there's not a lot of floodplains and problems. And people are struggling right now in Oklahoma and they need FEMA. So what are you doing there?
Well, they're on record saying they're sending on all these agencies just to get you acclimated to the contact, just to get you ready to answer questions. You know, yearly census now, not every decade. And he looked like he was really trying to check stuff out when he was there.
He was waiting for an invitation. He was waiting for you want to come in and just, come on in. I'll get you a bottle of water. And that's how people...
Well, that's like cops now take blood at checkpoints and stand there and go, mind if I take blood? And then it turns out it's for a federal program. And they admit they're just acclimating us for just taking the blood, period.
Well, people have with somebody in authority, a position of authority tells you to do something. Oh, put my laptop on the tray. Okay. Yes. 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 I
watched when I flew from England back to Dallas. I had to go through TSA again to get on my flight to Austin. And there was like 4 checkpoints. And there are these two, the classic South Park, the same goatees, the same kind of Nelly voice going, I told you, open passport over there. And when they see me, they go, they knew who I was.
Yeah.
They're like, oh, that'll be a quick line for you, sir. And they still got the whole speech. They still got the whole 9 yards, 5 minutes long. They were freaking out. But the whole point was everyone submitting, they were going, I told you. I mean, it was like,
You go for the pat down? Is that, you make them give you the pat down?
Yeah, but then I sit there and, you know, tell them that, you know, this is all dog training. The government runs Al Qaeda. You know, it's a fraud. And then they always do a fake pat down.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, not in Las Vegas. This guy was literally smacking his lips. He told me what I talked about the day before on my show. He was very excited. He got down on his knees when he was doing it, and it was, I was like, man, you're not my wife. It was pretty bad.
Wait, this was in Vegas?
Yeah, this was flying out of Vegas.
I was in Vegas in May with my father. We're in the line to go through TSA. Four people ahead of us, literally, there's like a 22-year-old barfing in a bag. You know, he'd had a long night. He's going home. And I'm talking to my father. I'm telling him, I'm like, we got to go through and take our shoes off. They're going to let a guy who's actually vomiting get onto the airplane. He's going to go through TSA. No problem. He's going to put his arms up. They're going to scan him. They're going to let him through. Meanwhile, maybe he's sick. Maybe he's got something that could be spread to people. They're not going to put him on the side. They're going to make you two, us and everyone else, go through, take our shoes off, take our belts off and all the whole thing. Put your arms up, get the radiation scan and the whole bit. And I stand and I go through the pat down every time. And we're going to Disney later on in the year, and I have four kids, two daughters. My son that was patted down last time, he had a broken leg at the time, so he was only temporarily in a wheelchair.
Okay, so he's not special needs. I apologize for getting that wrong.
No, that's okay, and I want to clarify.
That's right, there was another video of another kid that was.
Yeah.
I apologize.
No, it's okay.
Your son is not special needs.
But we're going to go through, and I'm anticipating the anxiety of having to look at my wife, and you know, you hope it's like gambling. You hope that you're going to get the line where they just have magnetometer, and then it's no.
Well, by the way, they're supposed to, because it is the law that the groping of the kids is really illegal. They're supposed to direct everybody. I have some friends that are musicians that fly all the time, and they've got some little kids. They're supposed to direct them to a magnetometer.
Yeah, well, we'll see if that happens, because I will videotape it, even though my wife's going to be giving me, you know, the look. Like, what are you doing? Don't skip.
But see, I mean, I'm sure your wife's a great lady. She's probably listening right now. She ought to be proud of the fact you're not rolling over.
Yeah, but you know, they baby steps. It's all baby steps.
No, I get it. And women are, on average, more compliant with the state. On average. I'm not psychoanalyzing your wife. My wife's really smart, knows what's going on, but she's the same way.
Yeah.
Like when I'm about to start preaching at people in a restaurant, if something happens, I'll get up and use it as an excuse, or in grocery store lines. She's like, can't you ever turn it off? But I'm like, hey, I know. But then if something rubs her wrong, I'll be telling her, please turn it off.
Yeah.
You know, it's kind of like when your kids are being bad. Whoever sees them being bad yells at them or whatever. Yeah. And then the other spouse goes, hey, you know, don't be so mad at them. But I'm like, well, that's because you didn't see the build up to this.
Right.
So I think that's more of what it is.
Yeah, you know, the idea of them going through what Rocco went through in that video a couple of years back.
That's a cool name.
It took me like 5 years. My wife is from Iowa, so that name was like, might as well have been, you know, Guido to her. To have him go through that again, or to have my youngest daughter's only 15 months old, you know, and the rub about this is, no pun intended, is when you go through that, you skip the magnetometer. So today on my way here, I didn't go through the magnetometer because I got the pat down. So I didn't go through a metal detector. They don't know what's on me. All they did was feel. It's actually less secure. So by saying that you want to opt out, they're not checking to see if you have metal.
Oh,
on
but
you.
They admit that that's meant to pressure you into taking the scanner.
Of course it is. And then, you know, and then they're checking you for explosives. Like that's the only thing that you could possibly do wrong.
But I mean, these are the people that didn't want to arm the pilots, who were armed before but didn't choose to exercise it. We're going to trust them with the aircraft.
Yeah.
That's 1,000 times more deadly, 10,000 times more deadly. I mean, I can't even do the math on that. But you're a flying missile, a giant missile with hundreds of people on it, but you can't trust them with a gun.
It's true. You know, I read, you saw the video of that man that broke into the woman's house and just, it's been everywhere, and he beat her, and it's just almost impossible to watch. It's seeing those sorts of things are the sorts of...
No, I'll be honest. I haven't seen that video.
Oh, my God.
We should play a clip, and I should talk about it.
Oh, it's horrible.
Oh, that's another thing about this movie, After Earth. These big, fat alien things attack, and no one's got a weapon to kill them because they're like liberals. You're only allowed to use a sword.
Oh.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Alex, this is...
What's the name of the video?
I don't know, but we'll find it afterward. It's a nanny cam. It was all over television yesterday, and a man breaks into a woman's house, and he beats her and hurts her in front of her child. And so then, you know, obviously after that, there's a debate about, well, if she would have had a gun, blah, blah, blah. And then the gun people are saying, well, it would have been locked up. And the thought of that is the sort of thing that I'll tell you.
Was he a mugger or something?
Yeah, he was a home invader, robbing their home, and they haven't found him yet. So they're talking about how great it is that she...
Well, you come in my house, you're dead. In fact, I'll show people on air right now. And people are so scared of firearms. I mean, you come in here trying to kill people, it's over.
Well, you got a bunch of here, right? You can carry
it. Yeah, we got a bunch of guys that are armed back there.
I think it's great.
But I mean, what's the big deal?
Yeah.
I mean, the criminal's going to have a gun anyways.
What is that, a .45?
This is a .357.
Nice.
I mean, I only have this because even though I'm a good shot and good with, you know, like more complex firearms and semi-autos, under stress.
Yeah.
I mean, with this even short barrel, a medium barrel, I can shoot a man-sized target at 7,500 yards. Okay, so if somebody comes in here, I'm not missing.
Yeah.
And plus, this is pretty much a high velocity, almost a rifle round. So this is one of the most deadly rounds out there for a handgun. It's
do you
much
know
better
what would happen if you whip that out in Chicago in a mall, you know, or you had it in your studio. If you were in Mancow studio and you took it out, people would crap their pants.
If they saw the government with it, they'd be feel safe.
Right. Right. There's nothing wrong with that. You're an American man. You have a FOID car. You've done all the things. By the way, you can't get ammo in Chicago.
We have butcher knives in there.
Right. Right. Or swimming pools. Kids can drown in swimming pools.
Or die from that.
Knives, whatever. This man broke into her house and he pummeled her.
What a tough guy.
It was disgusting. I mean, it was just revolting. And my thought was, well, yeah, great if she would have had a gun, except if it was...
Is that it right there? Scroll down.
Yes. Oh, God. It's terrible. It is disgusting to see this.
And why is he doing this to her?
He's robbing the home. And worse off, her child is watching. And if you have a gun, great. But if you have it locked up and you don't have ammo close by, you still can't do anything. This man...
Did we post this on Infowars.com?
It's unbelievable. And he keeps coming back. This guy is a complete lunatic. And then he throws her down the stairs. Here's the miracle of miracles. She's alive. She's alive.
Well, this is good Stockholm syndrome. Look, she's groveling.
It's unbelievable.
And look, the kids are watching.
Yeah.
Only in America will we put up with this. In England, he'd probably sue her if his fists were hurt, and they would rule. I'm not joking. This is unbelievable.
It's crazy.
All right, Matt, thank you so much. 1530WCKG.com. Everybody, be sure and spread the word about us on in Chicago, buddy. Glad you came in and glad we found out about that video. We'll post it on Infowars.com right now. And I think she should have her fist cut off because those are weapons. I think we should disarm her, put her brain in a glass jar so you can just knock it off the table.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.